What's going on, folks? And thank you for tuning in with me to another edition of the True Capitalist Radio Broadcast. And, of course, I am your host, the man they call Ghost. And once again, I want to thank you very much for tuning in. This is episode number 590, baby. Episode number 590 for all the folks that are keeping track of the True Capitalist Radio Broadcast. And before we get into anything else, I'd like to ask everybody who's listening to please spread this show link around like wildfire, all right? Let everybody out there on the internet and throughout the world, let them know that True Capitalist Radio is in effect and in the house, and we are live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the official website of the True Capitalist Radio Broadcast, baby, and it is ghost.report. That's all you have to type in your browser. It's that simple. It's that easy. Add it to your bookmarks. Add it to your favorites. Ghost.report. And of course, if you have not done so, please follow me on the last bastion of freedom of speech on the internet today. And I'm talking about Gab, folks. Follow me on Gab. I mean, you have all these Twitter purges and all these Silicon Valley oligarchs in charge of these damn social media sites. It's time to start going into a site that appreciates freedom of speech and that understands that the user is the most important factor in developing any social media, and that's at Gab, folks. You can find me on there under the name Politics Ghost, all right? All one word, no underscores. Politics Ghost is the name to follow on Gab, folks, all right? And by the way, I want to say what's going on to the True Capitalist Radio chat room. What's going on, baby? How's it going, man? Anyway, if you want to be a part of the True Capitalist Radio chat room, folks, all right, all you have to do is go right now to my Gab account, Politics Ghost, all one word, no underscores, and hit the subscribe button for premium content, all right? It's as simple as that. Hit the subscribe button for premium content, and once you do, private message me on Gab. Private message me on Gab and let me know your Discord chat name, and I will give you a private invitation to the True Capitalist Radio chat room. What's going on, baby? Anyway, this is episode number 590. This is July 11, 2018. Boy, we are in the midsummer. Isn't the Bohemian Grove supposed to be getting together right now or something? You know what I'm talking about, the Bohemian Grove, you know, where all these big shots of politics and business and all these men get together out there in Redwood Forest out there outside of San Francisco. You know what I'm talking about, Bohemian Grove. You remember that place that supposedly Alex Jones, you know, kind of snuck in and got the inside footage of what goes on in there, huh? Be gone, dull care, be gone. Anyway, regardless, folks, I hope that you had a decent day today. It is hump day. It is Wednesday. And halfway to the weekend, to say that. Before I get started on the crypto and stock markets, I want to talk a little bit, and it's hard to ignore, but I want to talk a little bit about the liberal lunacy that is just completely engulfing the political landscape of America today. And it's getting to the point, folks, where this leftism, anything left in American Western civilization, can be clearly deemed a mental disorder at this point. There is no logic. There is no rational understanding. It is completely obnoxious the way the left is exercising its political thought in such a free society. I mean, you're having people now, folks, you can't even be affiliated with the Trump campaign or affiliated with the Trump administration, I should say. You can't have a Make America Great Again hat on. You can't do anything without being accosted, violently confronted, or potentially assaulted by leftist individuals. To be completely honest with you, these leftist individuals committing these types of crimes don't even know why they're doing it. I mean, it is just completely obnoxious. And, you know, I mean, I don't understand what is going to come of this. Are these people going to grow out of this? Are these people going to understand that we live in a constitutional republic that accords us a Bill of Rights, and we have the freedom of speech, and we have the ability to say what we want to say, wear what we want to wear? So long as you're not infringing upon the freedom of others, you should have the ability to do whatever it is that you want to do. But as leftism continues to encroach into the arena of socialism and communism, we're starting to see the authoritarian, totalitarian ways, actually the totalitarian, authoritarian roots of leftism. And I'm telling you, and I sincerely hope that the majority of America sees right through all this crying and hooping and hollering and media hype of this ridiculous leftist nonsense. This is not a leftist country, folks. We are a constitutional republic. I mean, what we need to understand is that we have the right to disagree with one another. We have the right to disagree, but it does not mean that you disagree with the tenets that create this free society. And I think that freedom stops, in my personal opinion, when you start advocating communism or socialism, which is the complete opposite, which is the enemy of the basis that makes this society, and that's capitalism. I mean, how can you sit here and be in America, take advantage of American freedoms, be accorded the Constitutional Bill of Rights, and claim that you hate this country? That claim that you hate capitalism, the economic model that created this country, that bolstered the Industrial Revolution, that bolstered the Transportation Revolution, that bolstered the Energy Revolution. That all happened right here in this country because of capitalism. And you see, folks, the more and more we continue to go on, days go by, we're starting to see this lunacy of not just being left of center of the political spectrum in America, but the far extreme left in which, and this is what these morons that are advocating socialism and communism don't understand. They don't understand that when you advocate communism and socialism, when you live under a communist and socialist society, you as an individual, you give up your rights to decide whatever it is that you want to do in life. You give up your freedom economically, socially, and politically. And that freedom that you individually would have had decisions to make are accorded to the state. The state makes all the decisions for you. And that's what these morons who advocate socialism and communism fail to understand. That as rebellious as you all try to claim to be out here in this country, when you have Antifa with their black ski mask and their all-black garb trying to commit violence on folks, you couldn't do that in a communist and socialist society. In a communist and socialist society, when you rise up against the government, you are purged, you dumbasses. I mean, a prime example of this is the Tiananmen Square protests in China back in 1980, late 80s, I think it was 89 if I'm not mistaken. Tiananmen Square, China. Now, let me explain to you morons what happened, since most of you people like to not just not read history, sometimes forget history. These kids in Tiananmen Square, these were Chinese young people that wanted to get rid of the communist authoritarian, or I should say totalitarian, dictatorship that has been plaguing their lives since they were conceived out the womb. And they decided to take a nonviolent protest against the Chinese government in 1989 by staging a protest in front of, or at, I should say, Tiananmen Square. And this protest had consisted of kind of what these David Hogs are doing, kind of just sitting around, die-ins. The Chinese students were committing hunger strikes in the midst of Tiananmen Square, and there were hundreds of thousands of kids, Chinese kids, in front of Tiananmen Square demanding that they had a democratic way of electing their leaders, demanding that they have capitalism as their economic model, demanding to get rid of the collective ideology that has plagued China and has done nothing but cause perpetual hardship, death, and destruction. And what happened, folks, is that they allowed the kids to camp out in front of Tiananmen Square for, I think it was like a couple of months. And they even attempted to try to talk to the kids at Tiananmen Square to see what it is their grievances were and see if there was any kind of compromise that could be made. And, folks, there wasn't. And, unfortunately, what happened, folks, is that the calculation of the kids at Tiananmen Square thought this. They thought that if, at the very extreme case, the Chinese government removed the kids from Tiananmen Square by force, that the international community would see the carnage and the chaos implemented by the state on innocent people, and that the world would react in a multilateral sense and stop the Chinese government from killing its own people. And that was an unfortunate miscalculation. Because what ended up happening in the communist government of China, instead of, you know, trying to somehow pacify the situation with these kids in a peaceful capacity, the Chinese government just told their military to go out there in the thousands and shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. Now, there is still remnants of footage when this actually happened. You could probably find this on YouTube. Of course, the Chinese government tries to quiet or eliminate those images from its history. But that's exactly what happened when the people of the communist government of China decided to protest at Tiananmen Square in a peaceful protest, nonviolent pacifist protest. And how did the communist government respond? Murdered each and every one out there. The estimates of how many people were murdered by the Chinese government were in the hundreds of thousands. Hundreds of thousands. And you see, I look all across America today and take a look at all the leftists and the socialists and the communists and the Antifas and the women's rights groups and the Bull Dykes and LGBTQ. I look at all these people that are staging all these protests all over the country. All over the country. And I ask myself, what else is it that you fucking people want? You have the ability to air out your grievance in public without the threat of state-induced violence. You actually have the state protecting your right to go out, all right, and amplify whatever it is that you want to say as a human being. What else is it that you want? What else is it? Because in any other country, in any other historical state model, you would not have the ability to do what it is that you're doing in this country. I mean, I'm serious, folks. You would not have the ability to protest. You would not have the ability to rebuke your government. You would not have the ability to be independent in thought, in politic, in social landscape, in economics. You don't have freedom in any of these models. So, what makes me sick is that why is it that these people that are supposedly advocating socialism and communism out here, how come they don't ever talk about that? How come they don't ever talk about the idea that in every goddamn socialist and communist model is totalitarian and authoritarianism? Because, folks, I'm going to tell you how these leftists bamboozle massive amounts of people. They bamboozle them by promising them a bunch of shit that they claim that the state can give them. Hence, Bernie Sanders. You remember old Uncle Bernie? Hey, I'm Uncle Bernie. I'm Bernie Sanders. And I get up six times a night to take a piss. I'm an old prostate-infected old windbag, but all I had to do to mesmerize a bunch of stupid kids was pretend that I gave a crap about them, is to pretend that I cared about whatever it is that they cared about. I just promised them a bunch of free stuff. I promised them free health care. I promised them free welfare. I even promised to pay for their college tuition. And that's why you had all these people voting for me, wanting to be behind me, old Bernie Sanders. Oh, I remember being old Uncle Bernie back in 2016. Oh, you know how much money I raised in 2016 from a bunch of people? All I had to do was tell them that I would give them whatever they wanted, and they'd give me money for no reason. I raised over $250 million. That's right. Don't tell anybody. But Uncle Bernie Sanders raised over $250 million in 2016. Hey, being a socialist, advocating socialism is good, serious business. There's a lot of shekels to be made in advocating socialism. That's why I've got this Puerto Rican broad over here in New York. Her name is Acción, what's her name? The Mexican, the Puerto Rican broad, Acción Cortez. She's a socialist. Right now, she's getting her shekels. She's going to make a lot of money. Whether she wins the election or not, it doesn't matter. That's what a socialist do. We like to goof the people out of their pennies and have them goof them voluntarily to give it to me in my pocket. And by the way, I've got another book coming out now. I need more money. So you are going to continue to support Bernie Sanders, because you young people don't know any better. You don't know any better. That's why you all want free college. That's why you all want free welfare. That's why you want free health care, because you don't know any better. That's what Uncle Bernie did to you people. I mean, do you understand this, that you simpletons that have nothing to do with politics, that'll never be a part of the political system, that are advocating socialism and communism, you understand that this political romanticism of you getting everything for free is never going to happen. I know it sounds great. I know it sounds like, oh, dude, I'm going to get everything for free. I'm going to get a Cadillac in my driveway. I'm going to get a chicken in my pot. I'm going to get free education. I'm going to get free college. It sounds beautiful. It sounds great. It's never going to happen. And you know, let me give you a prime example of why. Because at some point, and I think it was Margaret Thatcher that said this, the great Margaret Thatcher, one of the few women leaders that I actually respect. It was her, Margaret Thatcher, that said, socialism is great until you run out of other people's money. You run out of other people's money. And that's exactly what happened to the Eurocucks. That's exactly what happened to Greece. Remember Greece back in 2010, 2011, when they were rioting in the streets because they had to have an austerity situation because they couldn't afford to pay their debts? Socialism is unsustainable. Why do you think they're allowing these migrants to come into the EU in mass? Because they have pacified their population with socialism. And let's be honest, what is socialism in Europe? If you would have taken a European trip back in the 90s, in the early 2000s, you would have thought that Europe was the greatest place in the world. I mean, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I knew a bunch of people who spent lots of time in Europe during the 90s and the 2000s, and they didn't want to leave. I knew one guy who spent 10 fucking years in Europe. Okay, I still know this guy. And he can't believe what has happened to Europe since he came back. Because back then, he loved Europe. Oh, you don't understand, Ghost. You can take a train and go into three or four different countries. One train. You know, you can go here, you can go there. Everything's interconnected, Ghost. Everybody's laid back. I mean, everybody works 6 hours a day with three-hour lunches. During the lunch times, these people are out here drinking wine. I mean, that you get to retire at 40. I mean, you know, everybody's banging, everybody's drinking, everybody has this bourgeois way of understanding life. And, of course, anybody who visits Europe is going to be infatuated with that. Anybody who visits Europe is going to be like, oh, yeah, I wish that the United States was like this. Oh, my God. I just want to be able to retire at 40 and be able to have six-hour work days for 4 days a week and three-hour lunches and have wine, fine wine at lunch and just have this bourgeois life. It didn't sustain itself. That's why they're bringing in all these Yehudis, all these people from the Middle East and Africa into the EU countries so that they can take the place of the native socialists who, and let's be honest, that's why they wanted you all to be gluttonous socialists in Europe. They wanted you to stop breeding, which many of you have stopped doing because y'all are too busy, you know, hopping around from penis to penis to penis or schlong to schlong to schlong or vagina to vagina to vagina. Y'all are not breeding, so y'all are not growing your populations. Y'all are staying single. And, you know, just to prove how single that you all are staying, why don't you take a look at many of the leaders in the EU? You know, Merkel, May, Macron. I mean, I can go on and on. These people have no children. These people have no children. So that's just a testament of what socialism has done to your countries. But your countries still need a population to rule over. Your country still needs a population to get some kind of an employment pool from. Your country still needs a population. So what do these central planners at the European Union, in Brussels, think? Bring in a whole new crop of people. And what they believed, that it was going to kill two birds. Actually, it was going to kill 80 birds with one stone. It was going to suffice a lot of the low-end employment shortages that they have throughout the EU because there's a lack of population growth. It will also ethnically cleanse the races that comprise the cultures of the EU. Remember, there's like, what is it, 28 nation states that comprise the EU or something to that capacity, 28. They wanted to eliminate the cultures that comprise those nation states, and they wanted to mix it with whatever these different variants of races that are being brought into these countries via the migrant crisis. I mean, I'm just giving you all an understanding of what is going on here and why it's happening. Why do you think that the Obama administration tried to justify its immigration policy on America? It says the same thing. It said the same thing as the Europeans. There's not enough people that are being employed out here. Remember, this was during the Obama administration. More than half of America during the Obama administration was collecting government entitlements. So that's the justification by the Obama administration to bring in all these goddamn immigrants because, they're doing the jobs that Americans don't want to do. I mean, can you be any more racist than that, first and foremost? I mean, seriously, can you be any more racist than that? I mean, you've caught these liberals being blatantly racist by suggesting that, oh, you know, if we eliminate the American immigrant out of America, who's going to clean our toilets? Who's going to mop our floors? As if that's the exclusive occupational limitation to immigrants in this country. I mean, this is what I'm telling you, folks. You people need to realize what's happening. You need to be politically aware, economically aware, and that's why I have made this show 100% serious. Because, man, if we don't take politics serious, if we don't take the social landscape of our country serious, if we don't take economics serious, then these goddamn leftists are. And what do people like Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez, that wannabe bitch from the Bronx socialist over there in New York, why are they socialist? Because they want to be a part of the system, or at least in Bernie Sanders' case, he is a part of the system. And you see folks that want to be a part of the communist or socialist system and that advocate socialism and communism, the reason they're doing it is because they want to be in control of people's lives. These people are totalitarian micromanaging freaks. They want to be able to control every single aspect of your life, from not only what you work or what you get, but what you say and how you say it. I mean, they want to control everything. Do you understand? That's the basis of socialism and communism. There is no independence. There is no individuality in socialism and communism. You simpletons need to understand that. If you have a political grievance against a socialist and communist government, and you attempt to exercise that grievance in some kind of protest capacity, you will either be in jail, or killed, or murdered, or executed. I mean, how hard is it for you simpletons to understand this? I have no idea. But we, as the American people, the last bastion of freedom in the world, as far as I can observe right now, we need to fight until our last breath to prevent these goddamn collectivists, these socialists, these communists from infiltrating and taking control of our government. This is the last stand. Each and every one of you that are listening to my voice right now, live in 2018, you and possibly one other generation are left before this whole goddamn world turns into the goddamn communist globalist collectivists that these goddamn globalists have been trying to construct for the past 150 years. Because you understand globalism is communism. You understand this. Open borders is communism. Like the president said, like President Trump says, without a border, you have no country. Thank God I live in this country, because I would hate to be in Europe. I'd hate to be anywhere in the world right now. That's why somebody asked me on the last show when I was taking questions, Ghost, where would you go if you had to leave America? I don't know. I mean, I said Australia, but I don't even know if I'd even do that. I think I'd probably die here. I'd ride or die in America, baby, because this is the last bastion of freedom. I'm not just saying that. Look around the world. Look around the world. In the so-called Western civilizations of Europe, there's no freedom over there. As a matter of fact, and we're going to talk about Brexit later on in the broadcast, I mean, right now, the UK is under such totalitarian rule that they can't even say what they want on the internet without the threat of UK authorities asking them a few questions. And that goes for the German internet folk, the people that are on the internet. They have to be cautious of what they say about the migrant policy. They got to be cautious of what they say about the government. There's no freedom in that. I mean, you all have heard me on this broadcast for 10 goddamn years criticizing the government. And yeah, okay, occasionally they'll bring the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security to throw some intimidation factor, but I'm still here. I'm still standing. I'm still talking. You understand? I'm still standing. I wouldn't be still standing if I lived in goddamn Europe. I can tell you that right goddamn now. Anyway, folks, let me go ahead and get to the cryptocurrency of the stock portion of the broadcast. I just wanted to let everybody know that liberal lunacy is alive and well, and we have to understand that it is a mental disease at this point. Because anyone who is against America, that lives in America, should be thrown out of the country just like a fucking illegal immigrant, as far as I'm concerned. How in the hell can you not like this country and abuse and use the privileges and the rights and claim you want communism and socialism? Get the fuck out of here. Get out of here. Anyway, folks, let's go ahead and talk some finance here. Let's go ahead and talk crypto first. Now, folks, we saw another cryptocurrency contraction. And what can I tell you, man? The dollar index spot is up and up and up. Right now, folks, the dollar has risen today alone 0.60% increase. over 0.5%. I mean, folks, I keep telling you this, and I know there's a lot of cryptocurrency investors tired of hearing this, but I told you that the dollar is going to be king. I told you that 2 years ago. I told you the dollar will be king. It'll be the king of fiat, and that's what's really dragging down the cryptocurrency markets. Now, the reason that we're seeing increases occasionally is because of news. News is pretty much the only thing bringing in market capitalization in this market. Now, occasionally, you'll see the dollar go down to some extent, and that will factor itself into the market. This past weekend, the one that we just passed, remember, on Friday, we saw the dollar contract about 0.5%, and that was factored in that weekend. That's why we saw an increase in the cryptocurrency prices. So, like I said, folks, I know that a lot of people are tired of hearing that, man, Ghost, okay, great, the dollar's up 0.60%. What the fuck? Patience. Patience, my friends. Remember, long-term investment reigns supreme. Remember, Bitcoin didn't go up to $20,000 overnight. People had to hold Bitcoin for a long, long time before it got to those prices. And I think everybody needs to understand that. When you want the big, big score, sometimes you have to have patience, baby. I mean, like I told you about Warren Buffett, this man has made his billions exclusively on stocks. And he believes that he's not going to invest in anything that he's not going to hold at least 10 years. And that strategy is what's made him a billionaire. So just keep that in mind, folks. Long-term investment reigns supreme, okay? Now, let's go ahead and get to some of these cryptocurrency markets. The market capitalization right now is kind of low. I think we got as high as almost 280, 285 here in this last bump upward. It is currently contracting. Right now, the cryptocurrency market capitalization for the entire market is $254 billion market capitalization for the entire cryptocurrency market. So let's go ahead and let's get to some cryptocurrencies. Let's get to Bitcoin. Now, once again, folks, I mean, I have mixed feelings on Bitcoin. I have said here in the past several shows that we are going to see a run on Bitcoin again this year. And like I said, the reason we're going to see it is just based upon the top of mind advertising, or I should say marketing, that Bitcoin name, the name Bitcoin has on people. Like I've always said, you ask anybody about cryptocurrency, and the first thing that's going to come out of their mouth is Bitcoin. Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. And based on that top of mind marketing, I think that we're going to see another run on Bitcoin. You've got a lot of people making a lot of hardcore assumptions, though. I've heard one guy claiming that Bitcoin is going to be $20,000 by the end of the year. These are all articles. You could put 20,000 Bitcoin end of year in Google and find that article. There's another schmuck that believes that it's going to be $60,000 by the end of the year. And you can look up that one. I'm going to be honest, folks. I don't think we're going to get anywhere near that. If we top anywhere, I believe it's going to be 15,000 at most. It's going to be 15,000 at most. If you want my opinion, I think it'll contract before that, but it'll get 15, maybe a little over 15 and contract. But I don't believe these big hypes of $20,000, $60,000 Bitcoin, because as I've stated time and time again, why? Why is Bitcoin worth so much? The technology is substandard as it pertains to not only blockchain, but cryptocurrency. I mean, the only reason that it's still around is because it was the first kid on the blockchain. That's it. I don't understand where they're getting these evaluations from, man. I don't fucking understand. Where are they getting these valuations? I mean, $20,000 at the end of the year, $60,000 for Bitcoin at the end of the year? For what? I don't understand. I don't understand. But in my opinion, folks, I'm telling you why I believe we're going to see a short run on it here this year, and it's going to be because of the top-of-mind marketing. I mean, like I had said again, I'm going to say it again, ask anybody about cryptocurrency, and you're going to hear them say Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. So let's go ahead and get to it, okay? Bitcoin, symbol BTC, current market capitalization is $109 billion market capitalization. The current circulating supply for Bitcoin is 17.1 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, Bitcoin has gone up slightly, 0.28%. Current price for Bitcoin, symbol BTC, $6,398.83 per Bitcoin. Like I said, we may see it get as high as 15 before contraction, and that's on pure speculation. On pure speculation, man. Let's go to Ethereum, ETH. All right. Once again, ETH is getting a lot of notoriety. Apparently, according to news folks, the developers of Ethereum have gone into, quote, stage two of decentralization applications. Now, I find that really funny that they're starting to facilitate these decentralized applications in the Ethereum virtual machine, since Quantum, symbol QTUM, has switched its smart contracting platform from the Ethereum virtual machine to the x86 virtual machine. And right now, there is many decentralized applications currently in development for QTUM, which is a huge competitor to Ethereum. So it doesn't surprise me that you've got a rapid facilitation in decentralized applications utilizing smart contract technology using Ethereum's virtual machine happening very fast. So keep your eyes open for that, folks. Keep your eyes open for any decentralized applications relating to Ethereum smart contract technology. If there's one or two that actually not only work, but have at least a decent following, I think that we'll see another increase in Ethereum. As a matter of fact, I'm waiting for the next increase in Ethereum. Remember, we've got a lot of people holding the bag on ETH up until about $1,100. I don't think it'll get, maybe it'll get to about 1,200, but that's about it. At this point, at these rates, and as much as it's mining itself, I'm not too sure if we'll ever see 1,100 again. I mean, we're already at 100 million circulating supply for ETH, and as I stated, it doesn't seem like it has any kind of an end circulation. It's like Dogecoin. It's just going to continue to mine itself forever and ever and ever. So these are things to be critical about. That's why, you know, even though I still have a mining contract with Ethereum, I try to move my Ethereum to other cryptos as soon as possible. Let's go ahead and get to Ethereum, though. ETH, current market capitalization is $44 billion market cap. Like I said previous, the circulating supply is 100 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, Ethereum has gone up 1.78%. The current price for Ethereum, symbol ETH, $446.50 per Ethereum. Let's get to Bitcoin Cash, folks. Like I said, this Bitcoin Cash, symbol BCH, a very suitable alternative to fiat, in my personal opinion. I think I alluded to this on the last broadcast. The size of the block on BCH, the size of the block on Bitcoin Cash is like 32 megabytes or something. Unlike the original Bitcoin block, I think the original Bitcoin block is like over a megabyte. And what does that mean? That means that Bitcoin Cash could rapidly facilitate transactions faster than Bitcoin itself. Moreover, it's got a very small transaction fee. There's a lot of things that I like about Bitcoin Cash. That's why, you know, that's why I'm trying to hook this up, all right? That's why I'm trying to let everybody know that Bitcoin Cash is something to keep your eye on. Symbol BCH, all right? Current market capitalization for Bitcoin Cash is $12 billion market cap. The current circulating supply is 17.2 million in circulation for Bitcoin Cash. In the past 24 hours, Bitcoin Cash has gone up 1.67%. Current price for Bitcoin Cash, $707.40 per Bitcoin Cash. Let's go ahead and go to Litecoin, which is another alternative to fiat. It just as long as the goddamn idiot who created it, Charlie Lee, would shut his yapper. Somebody put a goddamn sushi head in that guy's mouth and shut him up. Goddamn autistic Spurg. Anyway, Litecoin, LTC is the symbol. Current market capitalization is $4.5 billion market cap. The current circulating supply is 57 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, Litecoin has gone up 2.18%. Current price for Litecoin, $78.59 per Litecoin. Now, let's go ahead and get to Monero. What do I tell you about Monero? It is a short and pattern trading play. It likes to run. Didn't run too much today, but still, you keep your eye on this thing. You never know. It's got a privacy component, etc. I am not a long-term investor in Monero, but that's just my personal opinion, all right? XMR is the symbol for Monero. Market capitalization is $2 billion market cap. The circulating supply is 16.2 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, Monero has gone up 2.04% increase on the day. Monero's current price is $125.47 per Monero. Let's get to Dash, folks. D-A-S-H in the house. All right, current market capitalization for Dash is $1.7 billion market cap. The circulating supply for Dash is a nice and low 8.1 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, Dash has gone down 1.92% decrease. Current price for Dash is $218.31 per Dash. Let me go ahead and get to Zcash, folks. Zcash, I like Zcash. You know how it is. Now, one thing that I am a little concerned about is the ASIC mining and the fact that it may screw up a lot of people's mining capabilities now that they have these ASIC miners online in the Zcash mining pools. If you happen to be a Zcash miner, you're going to start seeing that whatever rig that you had mining Zcash before this vote to allow the ASIC miners into the Zcash mining pool, you're going to see that dramatically decrease. All right, so let's just take a look at this. We'll see what's going on. Zcash, current market cap, $693 million market capitalization. The circulating supply is still very low, folks. Zcash is only 4.3 million in circulation. Very, very low. In the past 24 hours, Zcash has gone down 1.23%. Current price for Zcash is $160.06 per Zcash. Now, let me get to QTUM, Quantum. I'm telling you this right now. I have been gobbling up Quantum like it's going out of style. Are you kidding me? I have been gobbling this goddamn coin up. I mean, you know, many of us out there are in the 500 or 600 club, meaning we have about 500 or 600 Quantum. I strongly advise people to not only get into Quantum because of the potential raise in the value of the coin itself, but the potential of how much you can get in residuals. Like I've said many times, Quantum, symbol QTUM is the symbol. This cryptocurrency is a proof of stake cryptocurrency, meaning that all you have to do is purchase your Quantum, leave it in your Quantum wallet, and leave your wallet on and open 24 hours a day, and you will be paid Quantum for holding Quantum in your Quantum wallet. It's called proof of stake or staking. And we already have people in the inner circle that are getting their stake payments. I mean, I've gotten one guy who's been holding 180 or so Quantum in his Quantum wallet. This guy got 3.5 Quantum as a stake payment directly deposited in his wallet. I mean, you're getting paid for holding Quantum, man. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. And aside from that, many of us are waiting for Quantum to go up to $500 a coin. Now, remember, folks, Quantum has gone up as high as $100. So we got people holding the bag at $100 here. And not to mention, I hate to keep underscoring this. You do your own research yourself if you don't believe me. Quantum is way ahead of the game as it pertains to the technological innovations related to cryptocurrency. These guys are constantly working on new ways to implement smart contract technology, implement mobile technology integrated with their cryptocurrency, setting deals with company. I mean, these people are just full throttle. Now, the reason many people haven't heard it in the West, Quantum, symbol QTUM, is because they have been focusing on the Asian market. And if you want my opinion, I think QTUM has a pretty good hold of the Asian market. Then they're going to move into the Arab market with Halal Coin, believe it or not. I know that sounds very obnoxious, but you're not understanding. I mean, the Quantum team understands that the way that you have people adopt your coin is to accept it as a means of exchanging goods and services. And how do you do that? Aside from giving technology and smart contracting and low circulation, etc., you do it by advertising to the demographic that you want niched into this particular cryptocurrency. I'm telling you, QTUM and their team, Patrick Dye and all those guys, these guys are way ahead of the game. And I'm telling you, it's only a matter of time before we start seeing Quantum go up $100, $200, $300, $400, man. I'm not even fucking joking around. These guys are way ahead of the game. And as I've always stated, what is the value in cryptocurrency? What is the value in cryptocurrency? Technology. Technology, technology, technology. And one minor thing about QTUM, it can literally update its own blockchain. It can update its token without having a hard fork. So no hard forks when updating its blockchain technology for QTUM, which is another great benefit as well. So anyway, let me go ahead and get to QTUM. The whole reason why I'm hype about it is because it's gotten as down as low as $7 and change. And me, the Inner Circle, and the True Capitalist Radio chat room, we're buying, baby. Remember, we're gobbling this goddamn thing up, man. Give me more Quantum. I like it. It's our biggest holding, by the way. And I'm telling you, I can't wait. I can't wait for the day when QTUM is over 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, whatever it gets to. I know there's going to be a lot of people in the Inner Circle and the True Capitalist Radio chat room that are going to be heel kicking and saying, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. Woo! I mean, I'm trying to create capitalists with this show, baby. That's what I do. That's what I do. Anyway, let's get to Quantum, symbol QTUM. All right, right now it's a very, very good time to buy. Very good time to buy. All right, current market capitalization for Quantum is $708 million. Very good time to buy. $708 million market cap. The circulating supply for Quantum is 88 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, Quantum has gone up a tad bit, 0.75%. Current price for Quantum, symbol QTUM, $8 even. $8 even. I saw this damn thing down to about $7.75, and I gobbled up a whole crap load of Quantum, baby. You understand? Long-term investment reigns supreme. Always remember that. Long-term investment reigns goddamn supreme. Now, let's get to 0x, because we did see it contract a little bit with this latest contraction. We saw it go as high as about $1.02, $1.03 in the past week. It has contracted. Let's go ahead and take a look at it. I think it's a good buy. Once again, as I stated, the reason 0x is such a good buy is because Coinbase, the biggest cryptocurrency exchange in America, has basically used this, or excuse me, it has bought a separate exchange called Paradex. Paradex uses the 0x blockchain technology to conduct its exchange. And Coinbase has bought it, so you know that 0x is going to be integral into Coinbase's operation at some point. So, once again, 0x, I'm a buyer on this one, very bullish. ZRX is the symbol. Current market capitalization is $448 million market cap. The circulating supply for 0x is $533 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, it has gone up 0.32% increase. A long way from the dollar two we saw about a week ago. Current price for 0X, symbol ZRX, 84 cents. 84 cents, and I'm a buyer. I'm a buyer on that one. Anyway, one more here, or two more. Let me get to Basic Attention Coin, folks. That's BAT. Now, the reason I'm getting to this one, folks, is because, I'm a content creator, okay? And I'm finding, a little difficult, since I'm a controversial right-wing content creator, to monetize my broadcasts. You know, you've got a lot of people complaining, and, Gumroad banned me, Twitter banned me, everybody's banning me because I'm a right-wing talk show host, and, they have prevented me from monetizing what I'm trying to do. Basic Attention Coin, BAT, provides an alternative to this problem, and what Basic Attention to a Coin needs is just mass adoption. Mass adoption, because from your browser, because believe it or not, Basic Attention Coin has created its own browser, and integrated in that browser is your ability to be able to donate, tip, contribute to whatever content creator that you appreciate directly from the browser itself. So I think that this is actually an alternative to, the current ways of monetization. And that's why I like this coin. I like it a lot. I think that at least at some point here in the near future, it's going to pair itself with the dollar so that it could be that much easier to understand what content users are contributing to their content creators. So let me go ahead and get to Basic Attention Coin. All right. Right now, the market capitalization for BAT is $268 billion market cap. The circulating supply is 1 billion. 1 billion circulating supply. And I know that's a high circulating supply. Many people will say so. But lest we forget, Ripple's got 48 billion in circulation. And we saw it go as high as $2. So I'm just saying, and this Basic Attention Coin actually has a means of use. I mean, if they can have mass adoption of their browser and integrate their Basic Attention Coin as a means of payment to content creators, I think they have something here. I think they've got something here. That's why there's a lot of hype around it. Let's go ahead and take a look. In the past 24 hours, Basic Attention Coin has gone up 8.51%. That's a lot, especially during a contraction. Once again, Basic Attention Coin has gone up 8.51%. Current price for Basic Attention Coin, 26 cents. All right, 26 cents for Basic Attention Coin. And we're going to go ahead and end it at that. I can't believe we're already out of time here. Let me go ahead and move on to stocks because, we don't want to make too much time encompassed with the finance. We got a lot of things to talk about here. Got freaking production notes ready to go. So let's go ahead and let's take a look at some stocks. Now, the stock market saw a slight contraction today. Why? Because China wants to play hardball with the tariff wars. That's right. China, for whatever reason, it's not budging. So what did the president do? It added another tariff on $200 billion worth of Chinese products. I'm telling you, man, I don't know what kind of Chinese suicidal game the Chinese are playing with themselves. Okay, aside from the fact that, you're not going to get us to budge when we give you $600 billion in imbalanced trade deal on an annual basis, you're not going to hurt us by not selling us your crap products, China. All right? I mean, I'd rather keep that $600 billion that would go to China in crap goods and keep it right here in this country in America. I mean, why in the hell are we continuing to make China rich? I don't even understand that for the life of me. Why do we continue to make these people rich with this imbalanced trade deal? And because, for whatever reason, China believes that they're entitled to this type of an imbalanced trade deal, they don't want to budge. They think that they can wait us out or something. I don't know what kind of confucianism bullshit that these people are trying to use in their conscience, but they're not waiting out the United States. All right? And I'm telling you, it's only a matter of time. Mark my words, it's only a matter of time before this economic house of cards of China begins to start tumbling down. Because we, the United States, and our imbalanced trade deal is the only thing keeping that Chinese piece of shit communist government afloat. And how is the communist government of China, how are they going to supplement that lack of $600 billion that's coming in from an imbalanced trade deal from the United States when we stop it? How are they going to supplement that $600 billion? They can't. They can't. That's what I'm telling you. These Chinese are playing a suicide game with themselves. And that's why I alluded to in the last broadcast, maybe Xi Jinping, since, you know, he's out here putting tariffs on U.S. goods coming into China, which is mostly food, which means, you know, there's not going to be as much circulated food in China, which I'm expecting here in the next, I don't know, in the next 5 to 6 months, maybe a year, a little bit of Chinese famine, a little bit of Chinese deaths of starvation. Because that's the only consequence of Xi Jinping putting tariffs and putting any kind of 25-30% tariffs on our agrarian goods. They're only starving themselves. There's over a billion fucking people in China that need to be fed. I'm telling you, I'm not even joking. So they're screwing themselves. And look, it's no skin off our sack, China. If you're going to sit here and try to play hardball, okay? I mean, we give you, once again, $600 billion on an annual imbalanced trade deal basis, $600 billion. I would much prefer that kept right here in this country instead of purchasing your piece of shit products. I'd much prefer it. I'd much prefer that, China. So, hence, that's why we saw a contraction in the markets, because the Chinese are playing hardball. And you've got some people in the stock market feeling a little bit apprehensive about what's going on in that regard. So let's go ahead and take a look at the stock market, shall we? We've got the Dow Jones Industrial. It is down today 219 points, a percentage decrease of 0.88%, closing out the Dow Jones Industrial at 24,700.45 points for the Dow Jones Industrial. We've got the S&P also down today, 19.82 points, a percentage decrease of 0.71%, closing out the S&P at 2,774.02 points for the S&P 500. We've got the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ is down 42.58 points, a percentage decrease of 0.55%, closing out the NASDAQ at 7,716.61 points for the NASDAQ composite. Let's go ahead and get to the commodities, shall we, folks? Now, we should see mostly red because we did see an increase in the dollar. Anything that we see in the green is possibly interpreted as scarcity amongst commodities traders. Now, good news, folks, good news for energy. Guess what happened? After the pressure from President Donald Trump on Saudi Arabia, OPEC has decided it's going to increase its production of oil. That's right, folks. OPEC is going to increase its productions. That means we saw a dramatic decrease in the price of oil today. Did you all see oil, for Christ's sake? It was down like 5%. It was down like 5 fucking percent. Anyway, let's take a look at the current levels right now. WTI sweet crude, according to right now, I guess they restructured the price. It's, you know, a new trading day in the commodities market. Right now, WTI is up a measly 15 cents, a percentage increase of 0.21%. But guess that. Take a look at the price of WTI. WTI sweet crude, $70.53 per barrel of WTI. Remember, on Monday, it was as high as about 74, 75 bucks. We saw that dramatically come down today. Why? Because OPEC decided to increase its production, which decreases the price. And listen, aside from the pressure by Donald Trump and President Donald Trump pressuring the Saudis to kind of increase the production of oil. I think that his meeting with Putin, is very, very integral in why OPEC decided to increase production. Because as I've stated in many shows, that this meeting or this potential meeting with Putin and Trump, I think Trump is going to demand some oil from Russia so that he can offset the influence of OPEC. And not to mention, folks, we also produce our own oil as well. So, I mean, there's a lot of factors that we can play here as it pertains to our energy policy. You know what I'm saying? And I love every minute of it. I'm glad we have a president who's a capitalist who understands this. Anyway, let me get to Brent crude oil, folks. Brent crude is up 65 cents, a percentage increase of 0.89%. Closing out Brent crude at $74.05 per barrel of Brent crude oil. We've got gasoline up today, 0.39%. Natural gas is down, 0.18%. Heating oil is up 0.58%, folks. All right? And by the way, we are now in the second hour of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And of course, I am your host, the man they call Ghost. And once again, folks, I want to thank you very much for tuning in with me. Before we get started on anything else, I'd like to ask everybody who's listening to the sound of my voice right now to please spread this show link around like wildfire. Let everybody know throughout all the internets and throughout the world that True Capitalist Radio is in effect and in the house. And we are live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Texas Time, right here on the official website of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast, folks. It's as simple as typing this into your browser. Type this into your browser right now, ghost.report. All right, ghost.report. Add that to your bookmarks. Add that to your favorites, baby. We independent now. We don't need any help from the social media fucking oligarchs of Silicon Valley. We independent now. Oh, it's so great being independent. Once again, ghost.report. All right, ghost.report is the official website of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And by the way, folks, let me go ahead and give some shout-outs to people that have been purchasing the merch, the new merch that we have put out here recently, and I'm talking about the True Capitalist Radio autograph, baby. And I'm going to take some shout-outs to people that didn't get shouted out because they just bought it. I want to say what's up to Beer Force. What's up to Spore 89? What's up to Ice Cap, baby? What's up, man? MF Bestate, what's going on? We've got Prince out of Melbourne, Australia. What's going on, man? Thank you very much for purchasing the True Capitalist Radio official Ghost autograph. And by the way, if you want your own Ghost autograph, all right, let me go ahead and post the post necessary for you guys to check out so that you can get your own Ghost autograph here. Let me go ahead and do this here, okay? I'm about to put it on my Gab. Go to my Gab account right now. Politics Ghost, all one word, no underscores. Politics Ghost. And you see that post that I just posted right there? All right, take a look and click that video. You're going to click the Gab video, gab.ai/tv/watch/18436. Listen to that video, and it'll tell you exactly how to receive a yours truly Ghost autograph. And like I said, not only do you get a Ghost autograph with the 2018 avatar that says, give me capitalism or give me death, and on the back, you know, it has a microphone with True Capitalist Radio at ghost.report. You also get an official, and I swear to God, I've drank each and every one of these, an official bottle cap Spaten German beer. I'm sorry, every time I say I'm drinking German beers, this is the German beer I'm drinking, Spaten Lager. You will get an official one that I have drank, all right? And by the way, folks, I'm, what is this, 6 days, seven? I think I'm a week sober. I'm a week without a drink of alcohol. I think 8 days, actually. I think I'm at 8 days, something like that. I haven't even kept track. Either way, if I was a part of the AA meetings or anything, I would get one of those stupid little medals. I'd be getting a medal, for Christ's sake, for, you know, being sober so long. So, look, I'm not stopping drinking. All right, I'm just taking a little break. You know, every now and then you got to take yourself a little bit of breaks. You got to clean yourself out a little bit. I'll be back, all right? I'll be back to drinking, for Christ's sake, all right? And by the way, go to my Gab account right now to purchase an autograph. This is not going to be up very long. The autographs are not going to be up very long at all. You know that everything that I put up is for a very limited time. So if you're going to get yours now. Go to my Gab right now. Go to my Gab and look at the post. Look at the post that shows you the video on how to get a ghost autograph, baby. All right? And aside from that, folks, you will not only be supporting the broadcast by purchasing an autograph, but by purchasing it through Gab in the way that I'm describing in that video, you will also be supporting Gab, which is an independent social media which has the world against it, just like yours truly has the world against him. I mean, they're trying to ban me. They're trying to stop me from monetizing. They're trying to stop me from broadcasting. But I won't stop. I won't stop. I'll continue to spread the capitalist ideology throughout the internets. I will continue to expose the truth. The truth. And I will not be stopped. You understand? I will not be fucking stopped. I will not be fucking stopped. So let me calm down. Once again, if you want an autograph, folks, go right now to my Gab account, Politics Ghost. There's the first post that'll show you. It says, Get Ghost Autograph. All right, right there. Just go ahead, click that link. Click that video link, and it'll describe to you how to purchase a ghost autograph. Go ahead and click that link, and it'll tell you, all right? And thank to everybody. Thank everybody for purchasing one. Let's see if anybody else I missed that happened to have purchased one. Let's see what we got here. Oh, my God, we've got Ghost Acolyte. Ghost Acolyte, another purchaser of the autograph. Thank all of you, my friends. You are not only supporting the True Capitalist Radio broadcast, you're also supporting Gab. And I think Gab needs the support, man. I mean, as much harassment that yours truly is getting, Gab is getting on an abundant level. So I believe in Gab. I believe in Gab, baby. We have to appreciate independent media, man. And I'm going to talk about that later, but we have to appreciate independent media. And we've got to support independent media because, I mean, if we are left to having the Silicon Valley oligarchs provide us social media opportunities and other forms of information and news, we're fucked. All right? We're completely fucked. I hate to use such colorful language, but it's the truth. Anyway, let me continue on with the markets, and then we'll move on to something else, folks, okay? Let's get to the medals, shall we? The medals! Let's get to the goddamn medals! We've got gold down today. It is down $2, a percentage decrease of 0.16%, closing out gold at $1,242.40 per troy ounce of gold. I hope gold continues to go down, man. I want another Rolex. I want another Rolex, but I don't want to pay $1,300, $1,400 gold prices. You understand? I mean, bring gold back down to about $1,100. Bring gold back down to $1,000, baby. I mean, I want a Rolex. Let's go to silver. Silver is unchanged on the day, folks. Silver is unchanged. Closing out silver today at $15.82 per troy ounce of silver. We've got cotton up today, 0.07%. Platinum is up today, 0.07%. Let's go ahead and get to agriculture commodities, folks. Let's get to grains. Good God, look at all this green. Look at all this green in the grains. Corn is up 0.92%. Wheat is up 1.01%. Oats is up 0.31%. Rough rice is unchanged. Soybean is up 0.65%. Soybean oil is up 0.24%. And canola is up 0.02%. What the hell is that about? The dollar is up 0.60% on the day, and we're seeing all this green in grains? I mean, what's all this talk
about these tariff talks. Oh, the tariff is going to cause a recession and the farmers are going to get hit. Look at these prices! Look at these prices! Don't give me the shit!
Anyway, let's get to soft, shall we? Cocoa, which is the base of chocolate, is down today, 0.84%. Coffee!
Hey, dude, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me unless I have my coffee this morning, dude. I just need my coffee. Don't talk to me.
Shut up, you hipster faggot! Anyway, coffee is down today, 2.40%. Sugar is down 1.05%. Orange juice is up 0.06%. Cotton is down 2.13%. Lumber is down 1.97%. Rubber is down 0.76%. Ethanol is down 0.14%. Let's go ahead and get to livestock. Now, let me tell you, man, I mean, out here in Texas, beef ain't cheap. And the reason beef ain't cheap, because everybody knows, us Texans, we love to barbecue, especially when it comes to the summertime. We love to barbecue, and, you know, we got our local grocer out here being a little bit Jewy with the meat. Because I'm not stupid. I'm looking at these goddamn live cattle prices, and they're going down in price. So I'm expecting to see a little decent sale on some of these goddamn pieces of beef out here. Uh-uh. No way. I mean, because I like prime beef. I like Angus beef. I like, you know, I like Kobe. I like the good stuff. But no, man, you want to get some Kobe, it's $20 a pound, for Christ's sake, man. You want to get some fucking prime, it's like $11.99 a pound, for Christ's sake. Come on! I wouldn't mind paying it if I knew that I was looking at the commodities and the price of the damn beef was going up. I wouldn't mind paying it. But I know it's not the case. It's going down, and it's been going down for the past couple of fucking weeks. Jesus Christ. I don't mean to be bitching about beef prices. I'm just saying, folks, okay? I mean, remember, I was one of the few morons in America that still paid for his own fucking food during the Obama administration. All right? And you want to know what? I would have never, ever have even contemplated getting a fucking food card, even if I could get one. I would never get one. But, I tell you, during the Obama administration, folks, it was hard to be a capitalist. You felt pretty goddamn silly paying for your own fucking food when you got fat lard asses, you know what I mean, with fucking fat jelly fucking cellulite dripping out of their goddamn gym shorts and sweatpants and all this other crap, out here swiping a goddamn food card, getting a whole two baskets full of shit. And here I am, I'm pulling out my dollars. Pulling out my dollars out here, you know, here, please wait in line. Here, how much is it? $150? All right, here's $150. I mean, I felt pretty stupid, but you know what? As a capitalist, I remained steadfast. I remained obstinate against this onslaught of socialism. And by the way, folks, I just said I am not going to acknowledge any of this fucking entitlement crap. And I said, even during the days of 2009, 2010, 2011, I said that these people that were out here rubbing it in the faces of taxpayers, that are out here, you know, gobbling their fat asses up on food cards and collecting indefinite welfare, I told you all it was going to come to an end, didn't I? I told you all you would rue the day that you thought you could take advantage of the taxpayer. Look at you now, huh? Look at you now. You're going to go from a food card where you have money deposited on a food card to go to your local grocery store to get whatever the hell you want, and you're going to have a box delivered to your house of pre-made food, okay? And you know what? You're going to take it, and you're going to fucking like it, and you're going to eat it! You're going to shut your stupid impoverished ass up and eat it, because beggars can't be choosers, you fucking moron! Just shut up and eat it! Just shut up and eat it! Don't taste it, eat it! Shut up! Jesus Christ, man. Anyway, look, let me get to livestock and let's end the markets here, all right? We got live cattle. It's down today, 1.52% decrease on the day for live cattle. We got cattle feeder down today, 1.61%. And good God, look at lean hog, folks. Lean hog down 3.25% on the day. And that, my friends, is the markets for your ass, all right? As a matter of fact, I'm gonna open me up a can of Coca-Cola. Hold on, I need a straw here. I always drink my Coca-Colas with straws, even though some of you liberal fucking states are starting to eliminate straws for some reason. Hey, man, I don't want my teeth to rot out of my head. All right, that's why I drink Coke out of straws. You ever seen them people that drink Cokes and they gotta put their teeth in it and put their whole mouth on it? Before you know it, their teeth start rotting out of their head because of the damn sugar that runs through their teeth. I mean, come on, man! Just trying to give you a heads up. Let me go ahead and take a drink of this. From a straw, baby. I want my teeth. I love my teeth. I love my damn teeth. Anyway, let me move on with the broadcast, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in with me here. And once again, if you are listening to the sound of my voice, aside from you listening to the political underground of the internet, I would like for you to please spread this show link around like wildfire and let everybody know that True Capitalist Radio is in effect and in the house, all right? Anyway, let's go ahead and go to the first part of the broadcast, and I want to talk about the President of the United States. I'm talking about Trump, baby. Did you all see? Look, I stayed up late, man. I stayed up late to see this because I wanted to see what Trump was going to say to these NATO Euro cucks, and it was glorious. I was so glad to be up to see him read the fucking riot act to these Euro cucks. Did y'all see what he did? If you didn't, I gabbed it this morning. Go to my Gab account right now, Politics Go. Scroll down a couple of posts and you'll see him confronting the goddamn Euro cucks and the NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg at the NATO breakfast, for Christ's sake, man. Read fucking NATO the riot act. And you know, the president had a very, very good point, okay? The president had a good point because what he was questioning Stoltenberg about is that, first of all, the United States, and I've said this, we pay over 4% of our GDP to NATO, okay? Now, if you take a look at the gross domestic product, I think the most recent year that you'll find the gross domestic product on is 2016, and I believe they quote, what is it, $18 trillion? Unless we forget, 2016, GDP growth was at like 0.01%. Now we're in the Trump administration. We're about to hit 4% GDP growth. So just to think, I mean, I'm going to just be conservative that $18.5 trillion from 2016's GDP has probably grown to at least $20 trillion in GDP. Now, why don't you do the math? What is 4% of 20 trillion GDP? I mean, I'm not a great math person, but that's somewhere along the lines of what? 800 billion with a fucking B? $800 billion that the United States sends to fucking NATO? Why? Why? First off, and secondly, the president read the riot act to NATO because none of these other damn countries that belong to this alliance pays this crap. Nobody's paying anywhere near 4%, and that was the agreement at the birth of the whole alliance. You've got Germany paying 2% of a lower GDP. You've got more than half the members not even paying anything. I mean, why is it that the United States has to pay 4% of a $20 trillion GDP, which is $800 billion, so that NATO can protect Europe? I mean, this isn't even our part of the globe. And not to mention, folks, okay, aside from the fact that we're the only ones funding this globalist institution, okay, aside from that, I loved how the president said, and then we've got Germany over here, who is the richest country next to the United States as it pertains to GDP growth. Because lest we forget, Germany has a surplus. They don't have deficits. They don't have a $21 trillion debt like the United States has. They got a fucking surplus. And they're only paying 2% of their GDP to NATO. And on top of that, this whole NATO, this alliance, is supposed to be protecting Germany from who? Who was NATO intended to protect from? Russia. That's the whole reason why NATO was constructed, was all these nation states that comprise NATO, if one of them is hit by Russia, they all act. That is the intention of the NATO treaty. The problem? The United States has funded the majority, if not all, of NATO for these fucking Eurocucks. And now that Trump is saying, hey, look, you guys better start, you better start paying your way. You better start paying at least 4% like we're paying, or we're going to have a major problem. And aside from, like I said, Germany, a rich country, just paying 2%, Donald Trump brought up a great point. He said, why are we protecting you against Russia when you've got Germany, the second richest country with no debts, a surplus in their budgets? How come we're protecting you against Russia when Germany is making energy deals with Russia? I mean, Donald Trump, our president, made a great point during the NATO breakfast that 70% of Germany's oil and natural gas and other energy resources come directly from Russia. Now, and the president had a good point. How are we supposed to be protecting you from Russia when you're getting 70% of your energy from Russia? I mean, here we are, we're paying 4% of American GDP, which is $800 billion minimum, to NATO to protect you from Russia, and here you are, you're making Russia rich by Germany allotting 70% of its resources of energy to Russia? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It makes no fucking sense. And I'm glad that Donald Trump read the Riot Act to NATO, because it doesn't make any sense. I've been saying this, folks, since I first started this fucking broadcast. I am tired of America funding all these globalist institutions, because we're the ones that funded NATO. I mean, that's what the president is trying to focus on in his NATO trip, is that, hey, look, we're sending $800 billion. What are you people spending this crap on? They're spending it on a nice fancy headquarters. They're spending it on all this bullshit pomp and circumstance. It's crap. It's bullshit. And you see, what I don't understand is, you've actually got the United States Senate trying to rebuke the president. Did y'all hear about this? Here the president is trying to kick ass, take names, read NATO, the Riot Act, put America first. That's what President Trump is doing. He's putting America first. Don't you understand that? He's putting America first. But then you've got the U.S. Senate. They passed a symbolic criticism of the president and his tariffs. Right as he's sitting here trying to tell NATO that we're not the stupid country anymore, NATO. We're not just going to blindly give $800 billion, 4% of our GDP to NATO when you morons don't contribute dick. And we're not going to do it. And not to mention, this whole idea of NATO is to protect Europe from Russia. And why is it that we are paying $800 billion, 4% American GDP to NATO, when NATO members are doing fucking energy business with Russia? I mean, Germany has 70% of its energy coming from Russia. What sense does that make? It makes no fucking sense. And right when the president confronted Stoltenberg about this, I mean, Stoltenberg didn't even know how to react. I mean, he was like, well, you don't understand, you know, we can have disagreements, and, you know, we still continue to be a tight-niche group. Shut up! And then Stoltenberg had the audacity to say, you know, President Trump, even during the Cold War, we still deal business with Russia. You still did business with Russia during the Cold War? Well, then why the fuck did we create NATO? Why the fuck did we create NATO? You know what that underscores, folks? It underscores what I have always suggested about Russia, that Russia is not a Russian nationalist country, that Putin is not some fucking Russian nationalist that these alt-right white nationalists try to portray. This asshole, Putin, is at the bottom of globalism. He's at the bottom of all this globalism that is erecting all over the world. Just listen to what Stoltenberg told Trump at the breakfast at NATO.
He said, well, during the Cold War, we still did trade, and we still traded with Russia during the Cold War.
And Trump goes, well, you know, trading goods, that's one thing. Energy, that's a whole different story. That's a whole different story, energy. And I have to agree with Trump on this. Energy is a big different story. When you, as a country, are dependent on another country for your energy, especially one that's supposedly hostile to you, what kind of sense does that make? What kind of sense does that make? I mean, let's be honest, okay? Energy is such a sacred resource that wars are fought over it, folks. I mean, let's take a little history lesson once again. Let's talk about Pearl Harbor. Now, why did the Japanese bomb Pearl Harbor? Huh? Because they were just suicide, you know, kamikaze suicide nut jobs? No. They bombed Pearl Harbor because the Japanese wanted to invade China. And the United States had a, quote, open door policy with China, which basically meant we went in and out of there whenever we want, raiding their natural resources. And the government at the time that was ran by Chiang Kai-shek allowed it. Okay. Now, the Japanese knew that we would come to the aid of China if Japan invaded China for its natural resources, because that's the whole intention of Japan invading China. Now, Japan made a military calculation that probably was their biggest miscalculation of their Japanese history. They figured that if they depleted and completely annihilated the naval and air force assets in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, that would buy the Japanese enough time to invade China and be able to just go ahead and take its natural resources. And what was the natural resource? Oil. Oil. We had stopped selling oil to Japan, and Japan wanted to pursue its imperialistic objectives. And it made a military calculated decision based on energy that if they deplete the fleet of Air Force and naval assets of the United States in Pearl Harbor, then they could just go into China and raid the natural resources there so that they can suffice their imperialistic endeavors. And that's what Trump is talking about when he suggested at the NATO breakfast this morning to Stoltenberg that energy is a completely different story than trading regular goods. And I agree with Trump when he read the Riot Act to NATO that why are we spending 4% of gross domestic product of the United States, which is somewhere in the range of $800 to $900 billion, and we're sending it to NATO to protect you from Russia when you've got Germany, who is doing energy deals with Russia, who is now getting 70% of their energy from Russia when they're supposed to be protected from Russia, from NATO. It doesn't make any sense, folks. And this just goes to show you that it's all bullshit. Like, all these globalist institutions that have been erected, the facade that they're telling the people, Donald Trump is exposing what's happening behind the scenes. I mean, Stoltenberg to suggest that during the Cold War, NATO members were still trading with Russia, and that's supposed to be an excuse for the United States to continue to give 4% of its GDP? That makes no sense, folks. And the reason it makes no sense, it's because this globalist bullshit, it's all fake. Do you understand? I mean, when was the last time anyone won a war besides World War II? You can't think of one, can you? Because ever since we've gotten into this globalist structure, this globalist order, it's not about winning wars. It's about managing wars. Because that's what bureaucrats do. They like to micromanage. They like to manage wars. And that's what they've been doing. Even though these people, when it comes to us in our face value, we believe that, oh, Russia's a nationalist and Putin is a Russian nationalist and he's against the New World Order. He's against this. He's against that. When this fucker is at the bottom of it, man, he's at the fucking bottom of it. I've been saying that since 2016 when everybody thought I was loco. I mean, do you understand what I'm telling you, folks? I mean, the admission by Stoltenberg this morning saying that during the Cold War, NATO members still did trade with Russia, then why do we protect these people? Stoltenberg's reaction when Trump asked him, well, then why are we doing this and why are we protecting you? Stoltenberg suggested that because they are a multilateral force, that it prevented Russia from abusing its superpower authority on any of its members, and that's why its members were able to trade with Russia. I mean, it's bullshit! It's all a bunch of bullshit, and I thank God that Donald Trump is in office ripping this globalist goddamn order apart. Because we, the American people, the American taxpayer, have been funding all this globalism. And now that we're pulling out the piggy bank from globalists, they don't know what the fuck to do. They don't know what to do. They don't know how they're going to supplement this income that the United States was given the globalist power structure. They don't know where they're going to get that kind of money. That's why they're all scared shitless at NATO. I mean, you've got some preliminary... You got some preliminary talk from these countries. Many of these members promise, after Trump read them the Riot Act, to raise their funding to 4% GDP. Now, that's all talk. We shall see with the actual action. But guess who decided that they're not going to raise their gross domestic product percentage to donate to NATO? And guess who that was? Guess who decided, no, we're not going to raise our defense spending? Fucking Justin Trudeau from Canada. Justin Trudeau from Canada. Canada decided that it's going to thumb its nose at NATO and its partners and say, you know what? We're not going to contribute not one more red cent to NATO. How come the media isn't talking about that? How come the media isn't talking about Canada being a goddamn little bitch and a pimple on the ass of America? How come they're not talking about that? Yeah, Justin Trudeau was the only NATO member that said it wasn't going to raise its NATO spending, while everyone else promised to raise their NATO spending to 4% of the GDP. Now, this is Canada. This is our great friend over here. I've always told you that Canada was a pimple on the ass of America, man. I always told you that. I remember very vividly, and I'm always going to remember this, and I'm always going to remind people this. Right after 9/11, it was but days after 9/11, there was a fucking hockey game in Canada. And guess what? During the national anthem of America, you know, they have time for the Canuck national anthem, and then they have time for the American national anthem. The fucking Canadians booed. The Canadians booed the American national anthem right after 9/11, 2001. And I will never forget that, Canada. You fucking pieces of pussy shit. I will never forget that. I will never forget that, you fucking Canucks. And I hope the fucking immigration policy that this faggot Justin Trudeau implements on your country ruins your little shitbag ice hole. I hope all the fucking ISIS wild jihoodies rape and pillage your fucking ice hole of a country. Fuck you. You ungrateful Canucks. Fuck you. You dead moose humping maple leaf up the ass having Canucks. Fuck you. God, I'm sick of these Canucks, man. Sick of these fucking guys.
Oh, I'm Justin Trudeau, and you know what? I'm not raising my military spending on NATO because we're right in the back of America. So even if anybody does try to invade our ice hole Canadian cuckold of a country, America will always save our day. That's why we can always talk garbage, because we're always in the back shoulder of America, and America will make sure nothing will happen to our Canuck asses.
I'm so sick and tired of these fucking Canucks. Look, I have a lot of people in Canada that listen to me. Now, I'm not talking about you Canadians, okay? But the other Canadians, all right? Good God, give me my freaking soda. Anyway, a breath of fresh air to see the president read the riot act to NATO. A breath of fresh air. But once again, as I alluded to at the beginning of this particular segment, the United States Senate passed a symbolic criticism of the president's tariffs. Folks, this just shows that the Senate is obviously infested with globalist agents. How is anybody from the United States government Senate, the Senate, how can anyone from the Senate be against what Trump is doing when all he's doing is putting our country first? He's putting our country first. I mean, these senators, by passing this symbolic rebuke of the president, are basically stating that they want America to be the piggy bank of the world. These senators are saying, hey, Americans, just shut up and spend your money. Shut up and get into debt and keep buying foreign products so you can make China rich, so you can make Mexico rich, so you can make Canada rich, so you can make the EU rich. Just shut up. We're the Senate. Just shut up and keep spending. That's what this symbolic rebuke means, folks, and that's why I keep telling you that the 2018 midterm elections are as important, if not more important, than the 2016 presidential election. And that's why this show is taking a turn for the serious, and I hope that you're taking your fucking shit serious, too. You've got to be politically, socially, and economically aware, and never go back to sleep. Remember, you ungrateful assholes, this is a government made for the people and by the people. But if the people fall asleep at the wheel, then we're going to see what has happened to this country for the past 30 to 40 fucking years before Trump came into office. Do you understand? It's time for you to start getting politically serious, for Christ's sake. I can't underscore that shit anymore. I can't underscore that shit anymore. We got globalist agents in our U.S. Senate. I mean, why else would they pass this symbolic criticism of the president's tariffs? Folks, the only thing that the president threw a tariff on was steel and aluminum. I mean, do you understand that had he not done that, and there was some world war, God forbid, we would not have the steel or aluminum capacity to be able to manufacture our own weapons, our own planes, our own tanks, because we are solely dependent on steel being imported from outside countries. I mean, I have to agree with Trump on this. The tariff on aluminum and steel was a national security issue. A national security issue. I'm telling you, folks, if there was a world war, and we had to manufacture our own tanks and our own armaments, we would not have the production and the capability to do it. Thank God we have a president that has the foresight to understand the vulnerabilities of our national security out here. But, of course, you've got these agents that are globalists within our goddamn government that we've got to unelect. You know, the swamp. I mean, could you get any more un-American pieces of crap than the majority of the people in Congress? That's why I'm telling you, folks, you and everybody you know that's over the age of 18 have to go vote this November, man. And you just have to put all Republican. All Republican. We can't take a chance anymore. We have to make sure that everybody who's elected is going to fall in line with the Make America Great Again policy. We should have had a wall by now. We haven't had a wall because of the Democrats and their obstructionist nature and a handful of rhino Republicans. I mean, we need to have an overwhelmingly majority, an overwhelming majority in the Senate and the House, so there could be no doubt in passing any of Trump's agenda. Because, folks, everything that's Trump's agenda is pro-America. I don't understand how anybody can be criticizing what Trump is doing, man. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, I have never seen a pro-American president as this pro-America in my life. I mean, he is completely rejecting the globalist institutions that have not only taken the sovereignty of all the nation states in the EU, but that were attempting to take the United States sovereignty itself. Thank God for Donald Trump, man. So once again, the United States Senate passes a symbolic criticism of President Trump's tariffs. We need to send them the hell out of Washington and make them back in the private sector where they belong. These people in the swamp in Washington, D.C. need to be unelected, man. That's why I'm taking this show serious. I hope that you take your political responsibility serious, and you and everybody you know go out and vote Republican. We cannot allow this globalist specter to overtake our country. We can't do it. We can't afford to do it. Our country depends on it. Anyway, folks, let me move on to another subject matter. Did y'all hear that the lover bird of Peter Strzok, the FBI lawyer, Lisa Page, defied the Congress subpoena today and refused to testify and didn't even show up? Can you believe this? What did I tell you about these conspirators of this grand conspiracy to remove a duly elected president? What did I tell you? Are these people too big to jail, folks? Are these people too big to jail? Because it sure as hell seems like it to me. How does an FBI lawyer, a lawyer who's supposed to know the law, how can an FBI lawyer defy a Congress subpoena and not even show up to testify? This doesn't even make any sense. This is why I'm saying I think the FBI needs to be disbanded. And that's why you have this cry on the left for ICE. We need to disband ICE. We need to break up ICE. Because they're trying to deviate the attention from the Democrats' politicized weaponization of the FBI. And if the FBI could be politicized in this capacity, then the integrity of the Bureau has already been broken, and there's no reason to continue this agency anymore. I mean, the FBI, folks, with all due respect, it's not protecting us from anything. I mean, Robert Mueller, I wrote an article about this on Ghost.Report. You can go to Ghost.Report right now, scroll down, and you'll see Robert Mueller's face on a graphic, and it'll say cover-up artist, because he covered up 9/11, and it's starting to come out. The president is finally starting to allude to the fact that Robert Mueller covered up 9/11. And that he prevented 9/11 families from suing Saudi Arabia for its influence on 9/11. Not to mention, folks, he says in an interview with CBS in 2002, he says in an interview with CBS in 2002 that it was his screw-ups that could have prevented the goddamn attacks itself. And that's linked on an article on Ghost.Report. I mean, I can go on and on, folks. I mean, we need to realize that the FBI is a tainted organization that doesn't care about protecting America. It wants to know everything about America. It wants to know everything about its citizens. I mean, I was shocked when Roger Ailes, which was the executive for Fox News, when he passed away, I was shocked that the FBI released a dossier that they had compiled throughout the life of Roger Ailes to the public. I mean, why does Roger Ailes have a goddamn FBI dossier? This guy was just a businessman his whole fucking life. Why in the hell does the FBI have a fucking dossier on Roger Ailes like he's a goddamn criminal? Because that's what the FBI does, folks. It has a dossier on each and every one of you. The FBI isn't here to protect us. It's here to spy on us. It's here to use anything that we do in our lives against us. It's a muscle to have us fear the government. And if you want to see the wrath of the federal government, why don't you go ask Paul Manafort? Paul Manafort, who hasn't done a fucking thing, who is being tried on something he did 12 fucking years ago. And guess what? Mueller and the feds and the FBI, they have him in prison right now because of some bullshit. And they're trying to leave him in prison for the rest of his life. And he didn't do a goddamn thing. And listen, if you're going to claim that he did something, he didn't do what the Podesta brothers didn't do. I mean, the Podesta brothers did the same thing. The Podesta brothers did the same thing that Paul Manafort did Why hasn't the Podesta brothers been indicted? How come they aren't in prison right now? The Podesta brothers were in the Ukraine at the same time Paul Manafort was. As a matter of fact, they were doing business with each other. I don't understand. Why aren't the Podesta brothers in jail for what Paul Manafort is being accused of? Paul Manafort is being accused of, first of all, one count, because Mueller is just being a dick. He put two different indictments in two different courts. He put one in the D.C. courts and another one in the New York courts. Two different cases. One case is that he didn't register as a foreign agent with America when he was doing political consultant work for other countries. And that's exactly what the Podesta brothers did as well. So I don't understand why the Podesta brothers aren't being charged for this. And the second thing he's being charged for is supposedly he was evading taxes. Tax evasion. Now, I don't understand why Robert Mueller has jurisdiction over tax evasion, let alone the ability to prosecute somebody over tax evasion, let alone prosecute somebody over tax evasion that happened over 10, 12 years ago, is beyond me. You know, the IRS, if you're audited, they'll only go back 10 years. That's it. That's like the legal limitation of how far back the IRS will go. A decade, 10 years. That's it. I mean, Paul Manafort is being charged for something in another court of law for supposedly not paying taxes on monies he made 12 years ago. 12 fucking years ago! I mean, that's what the feds can do to you, man. It can ruin your life, and we don't need federal agencies with this ability that have a political bias. And folks, it is beyond proof of a reasonable doubt that agents at the top branches of not only the FBI, but the Department of Justice had a politicized bias. And somebody needs to pay the price for it, man. Somebody needs to be put in prison. I think a whole group of people that worked at the Department of Justice and the FBI need to be thrown in prison. And if they're not, this is no justice. There is no justice in this country. If the top echelon conspirators at the top levels of the DOJ and the FBI don't go to prison, then what kind of a fucking country are we living in, folks? What kind of country are we living in? Anyway, once again, the FBI lawyer that was banging Peter Strzok in these infamous text messages, Lisa Page, defies the Congress subpoena and didn't even show up to testify in front of a joint session between the House Judiciary Committee and Oversight Committee. Now, the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, has threatened Lisa Page with contempt charges for refusing to testify. Now, I don't know what the contempt charges can actually do to Lisa Page. I don't know if she can go to jail. I don't know what the hell's going to happen. But let's be honest, okay? Let's just say that these so-called contempt charges that Paul Ryan is threatening Lisa Page with, they actually come through to fruition. Who's going to arrest Lisa Page? Because the legislative branch will depend on the Department of Justice and who else? The FBI to jail and to bring into custody Lisa Page. Do you think the FBI is going to bring in Lisa Page into custody? I mean, we're in a very, very precarious constitutional crisis. And I don't think people truly understand what's going on here. And I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on. You people need to realize that if nothing happens to Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, James Comey, Bruce Orr, his wife Nellie Orr, if nothing happens to these people, folks, there is no justice in this country, and we live in what they call a banana republic, which is the equivalent of third world politics. I mean, something has to be done. The Department of Justice and the FBI were politicized and weaponized. I mean, what the fuck else do you need to know? I don't care what side of the political spectrum it was. I mean, the FBI is supposed to be non-biased. It's supposed to protect America! It's supposed to protect America, not supersede the Americans' will, because that's what these people were trying to do, folks. Peter Strzok, James Comey, Lisa Page, and all these other people that tried to remove a duly elected president from office, they, the deep state, the unelected deep state, was trying to supersede the will of the people. They were trying to assert their dominance over the people. Unelected deep state pricks. I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on, this should concern you. And we should all be demanding justice equally for these, out of these people's asses. We should all be demanding justice out of these people's asses. What, as I've stated time and time again, I have asked this question time and time again. Are these people too big to jail? Are these people too big to jail? It's a serious question. It's a serious question. And if these people are too big to jail, does that mean that bureaucrats have immunity? Huh? Does that mean that if you work for the government and you're a government bureaucrat, that you have immunity to do whatever the fuck you want to people? Because that's what this is going to mean. That's what precedent this is going to set. I'm telling you. That's what this precedent is going to set. That government bureaucrats, the deep state, have immunity and they can do whatever they want to the people. They can weaponize whatever political institution they want, whatever law enforcement institution they want. That's what this precedent is going to set. And is that what you want, folks? Huh? Is that what you want? Do you want bureaucrats with immunity? Is that what you're trying to get to? Wake up! Wake the fuck up already, for Christ's sake, man! Good God. And yeah, Paul Ryan threatens Lisa Page with contempt charges. Now, what the hell does that mean? What the hell does that mean? Anyway, tomorrow, Peter Strzok, the other half of this love affair, is supposed to testify tomorrow in front of a joint session House Judiciary and Oversight Committees. Now, Peter Strzok, I'm going to be completely honest with you. Before you even watch this testimony, I'm going to tell you what he's going to say. He's going to say, I plead the Fifth Amendment. That's what he's going to say throughout the whole goddamn thing. Don't be expecting anything out of Peter Strzok. He's going to plead the Fifth. He's not going to be any kind of help. It's going to be a big waste of fucking time, okay? This guy should be in jail, and he should have charges thrown on him, and he'd have to defend himself in front of a fucking court of law. But are they going to do that? I don't think so, folks. Had you or I did any of these crimes, folks, we'd be rotting in a jail cell till our trial date. You understand that? Had any one of us did a fraction of what these people have done, we would be sitting and rotting in a cell till our trial date. Are these people too big to jail? I mean, this is a serious fucking question. Are these people too big to fucking jail? Good God. And if for whatever reason you want to watch the Peter Strzok testimony tomorrow, it's tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you want to watch Peter Strzok give the Fifth Amendment over and over and over again, for Christ's sake. He ain't going to say dick. You know it and I know it. He ain't going to say nothing. Give me my goddamn drink. And speaking of immunity, speaking of bureaucrats and immunity, did you hear, folks, that the TSA, you know, Shaniqua with the long fingernails at the goddamn airports, you know, the big fat pedophile-looking sons of bitches at the airports that like to molest you, your wife, your daughters, your sons, all that? Well, the TSA, folks, thanks to the Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia, the TSA has immunity for all its actions. Oh, thanks a lot! Thanks a lot, Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia! They have ruled that TSA has immunity to molest you at will, and there's nothing you can do about it! There's nothing you can do about it. They can molest your children. They can molest anybody they want to. They have immunity. Now, how does that make you all feel as free American people, huh? How does that make you feel as free American people when you've got Shaniqua and Tyrone over there being able to fill you up at will, fill your wife up at will, huh? You've got these fat, dirty, disgusting, pedophile-looking sons of bitches that just have to do a pat-down search on your little girl who happens to be 4 years old, because you never know, she could have a bomb on her, so let me go ahead and rub her private parts, because I'm TSA, I'm a sanctioned government child molester, and I can do anything I want. I mean, give me a fucking break, man. Give me a fucking break. I mean, TSA has immunity to molest you at will? Wake up, America! Wake the fuck up! How is this the fucking land of the free when you gotta be fondled to get on a fucking airplane? You gotta be sexually molested to get on a fucking airplane, and now there's nothing you can do about it, folks. Somebody tried to take the TSA to court for these invasive searches. I don't know, they stuck a finger in his ass or something. Who knows what the hell they did? Whatever they did, he tried to take them to court. And in the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia, they ruled that TSA has immunity. Has immunity to molest you at will. So, if you plan on going anywhere, be prepared to have your Johnson and your balls rubbed up on. Maybe your ass cracked, penetrated a little bit with a finger. Because that's what TSA likes to do! If you have a child and you're going on a trip, you better expect these TSA perverts to molest your children, and they're doing it legally! They're doing it legally! Jesus Christ. And look, we got some asshole in the True Capitalist Radio chat room saying, you know that the TSA prevents lunatics from hijacking the planes, right? Wrong, you fucking idiot, stupid moron. There have been countless times where journalists and other types of people have ran tests, and they've gotten guns, they've gotten explosives, they've gotten all kinds of shit past security and onto the fucking plane. So don't give me this crap. That, oh, you know that TSA prevents lunatics from hijacking the planes, right? Well, obviously you like getting fondled by some black person or some white piece of trailer trash that would be flipping burgers if TSA wasn't hiring. I guess that's what you like, huh? Huh, I guess that's what you like. I guess you like to be legally molested like some sick-ass pervert. Fucking faggot. I mean, you know, this is a new member of the goddamn True Capitalist Radio chat room, too, you know? Probably one of these faggoty trolls that likes to, you know, watch My Little Pony, My Little Pony. One more faggoty fucking remark like that out of you, Handy Ace, and you're getting your leftist ass kicked out of the fucking chat room, and you can go take your $5 and shove it up your goddamn leftist TSA-loving ass, you fucking fruit bowl. Can't believe. No, you understand. It's okay to molest children if it prevents hijackings. You know that, right? Stupid idiots. But you see, this is how they have Americans here. This is how they have idiot fucking American people. This is how they have them.
TSA is there to prevent hijacking of planes, okay? So let them molest your 3-year-old daughter, okay? You know, it'll prevent the hijacking of airplanes, okay?
Stupid moron. But once again, this is how they have it. This is how they have it, for Christ's sake. This is how they have the people. Complete idiots. Complete morons. Jesus Christ. Anyway, let me move on. Once again, folks, the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia has ruled that TSA has immunity to molest you, your children, your wife, at will for any freaking reason. All right? Any freaking reason. And hey, by the way, thank you. Somebody just posted a Huffington Post article just to prove to you liberals that the TSA is useless. Here it is, Huffington Post, all right? TSA fails 95% of undercover security tests. All right?
Now, where's that faggot that was all, oh, you don't understand, TSA prevents hijackings. And, oh, yeah, I used to support Bernie Sanders.
What the fuck are you doing here? Handy Ace, what the fuck are you doing here? You used to support Bernie Sanders. You're completely okay with TSA sticking a finger in your ass. I mean, what the fuck are you doing here? Why are you in this chat room, you piece of garbage? Why are you here? We don't like your kind here, you son of a bitch. All right? Look at that fucking article, especially from you goddamn leftists. That's a Huffington Post article. 95% of TSA tests fail. Fail!
No, but it's preventing hijacking, so it's okay if they molest your children, okay?
You know, that's what TSA is. You understand that? That is a government-sanctioned child molester gang, for heaven's sake. Oh, God. Anyway, let me move on. All right, let me move on. Did you all hear Twitter? Before I move on to Twitter news, let me go ahead and remind everybody that this is the third and final hour of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And, of course, I am your host, the man they call Ghost. And once again, folks, I want to thank everybody for tuning in with me. Before we get started on anything else, I'd like to remind everybody to please spread this show link around like wildfire and let everybody you know across the internets and across the world, let them know that True Capitalist Radio is in effect and in the house. And we are live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the official website of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And it is, and by the way, type this in your browser right now and add it to your bookmarks, add it to your favorites, ghost.report. All right, ghost.report. It's as simple as that. All right, add that to your bookmarks, add that to your favorites, ghost.report. And by the way, folks, for all those folks that are interested in purchasing a autograph from yours truly, a Ghost autograph, I've got one right here in my hands. By the way, we are going to be sending them off tomorrow. So tomorrow, the Ghost autographs will be sent tomorrow. On the front, folks, it's got the 2018 avatar of yours truly. It's got my signature. I sign, hand sign each and every one of these. I also hand make each and every one of these. It says, give me capitalism or give me death on the front. And on the back, it has a microphone. And it says, True Capitalist Radio at ghost.report. And on top of getting a goddamn autograph, you're going to get a Spaten bottle cap. That's right, Spaten German lager bottle cap that yours truly actually popped off and actually drank. I love German beers, baby. You know how it is. And you get that as a relic, for Christ's sake, man. You've heard me. You've heard me pop bottles on the air. I mean, that's what I'm popping. I'm popping Spaten, baby. I'm popping bottles over here. You get all that, free shipping, all right? And if you want to take a look or figure out how to get a True Capitalist Radio Ghost autograph, go to my Gab right now. Go to my Gab. Check out my Gab, Politics Ghost, and take a look at the first post that says how to purchase a Ghost autograph. All right? Click the link, gab.ai/tv/watch/18436, and click on that. And it'll be a video explaining to you and instructing you how to get a Ghost autograph. And like I said, we got a lot of people who've been purchasing autographs. Let me go ahead. Do I need to shout out two more people? Who do we got here? We got Aesthetic. What's going on to Aesthetic Capitalist in the house? He just purchased himself a Ghost autograph. He's in the house. Thank you very much, Aesthetic. How y'all doing? I mean, you're not only supporting the show, like I said, you're also supporting Gab out here. That's a beautiful part about it, man. You're killing like 80 birds with one stone. So once again, go to my Gab account right now, Politics Ghost, and go to the post that states how to purchase a Ghost autograph. Listen to the video, and that's how you purchase it, man. That's how you purchase it, all right? And like I said, we're going to take this down next week. So these autographs are only around for a limited time. They're only around for a limited time, so if you want one, I would strongly advise you to get one ASAP, all right, because we're taking them down next week. Very, very limited, all right? Very limited. And by the way, if you want to be a part of the True Capitalist Radio chat room as well, it's very easy. All you've got to do is go to my Gab account right now, Politics Ghost, and hit the subscribe button for premium content. All right, that's as simple as that. Hit the subscribe button for premium content, and once you do, private message me on Gab and let me know your Discord chat name. And then I'll invite you with a private invitation to the True Capitalist Radio chat room. It's that damn simple, all right? Now that we got that all out of the way and we are in the third hour, and, yeah, somebody on the Gab was asking me, hey, are you serious? These are going to be around for a short period of time. Yes. Yes, they're going to be around for a short period of time. So if you want one, you better get one, all right? Anyway, let's get back to the broadcast. Twitter purges more millions of suspicious accounts. Have y'all heard about this, folks? I'm telling you, man, Jack Posthole Dorsey is turning Twitter into a leftist echo chamber. I'm so sick now. Haven't you noticed these mainstream media outlets write articles stating so-and-so, probably some celebrity,
so-and-so tells some Twitter troll off, ha-ha.
You notice they're starting to write a lot more of those? Man, those of us that have been on Twitter back in the old days, we were telling people off like it ain't crap. No one was writing articles about it, but now they're writing articles about it because, let's be honest, all right? Let's be honest, the reason is because it's a leftist echo chamber, and anybody who decides to respond back to any celebrity who happens to chastise some tweet of theirs, obviously is going to get suspended. So this is really what Twitter is doing. And let's be honest, the only reason Jack Posthole Dorsey is still around as CEO of this company is because Twitter is not their main moneymaker any longer. Believe it or not, Twitter owns Square. Are you familiar with Square? You know, that little contraption you put in your cell phone so you can accept credit card payments via cell phone, etc. That's the main moneymaker for Jack Dorsey and Twitter. It's not the Twitter social media anymore. And at this point, I think Jack Posthole Dorsey is utilizing his power as the CEO of Twitter to carve out this social media that he feels that he wants, which is a pro-leftist, pro-jihadist, just the shit that you know of the left, pure leftist echo chamber. I mean, you can talk about how you want to hurt Trump and hurt his family, and you won't get any kind of penalty, and you won't get suspended, you won't get nothing. But talk about Yehudis and talk about Posholes. You see, because folks, I got banned from Twitter for life for inventing and using the term Posthole. Yeah. I got banned from Twitter for life for using and inventing the term Posthole. And by the way, hey, Jack Dorsey, you're looking pretty bad. I've said this before, I'll say it again. If not AIDS, then what? If not AIDS, then what? But Twitter purging more millions of accounts, folks. And that's why I have to emphasize this even more, okay? We have to focus on supporting content creators, especially those on the right. We got to support each other, man, because if we don't, we're going to be completely eliminated by the bannings of social media oligarchs, the banning of transaction companies so that you can accept transactions. I mean, folks, they're making it damn near impossible for anyone on the right to monetize anything on the internet. I mean, I feel sorry for these people on the right who, you know, took years to gain followings on these social media networks like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, these social medias, and they only to be bounced, only to be banned because they don't follow the appropriate political persuasion. And it's just like Drudge said, just like Mike Drudge said. He said it in an interview with Alex Jones. He said, don't go into these internet ghettos, these social media sites, because you can be controlled. They can control you. I mean, all you've got to do is ask somebody who happens to be a YouTuber, and they'll tell you how much goddamn total control YouTube is trying to have over their content. I mean, and that's what they try to do to me at Blog Talk Radio, folks. I mean, they said that they weren't going to monetize me anymore because of my controversial right-wing views, etc., etc. And I wasn't going to put up with it, folks. I mean, literally, they were giving me $4,000 a month on average to broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, took that away from me and said, you know what, Ghost, we're not going to pay you for this type of vulgar content, yada, yada, yada. And you know what? I left. They're begging me to go back. I will not go back. I refuse to go back. I'm not going to sit here and provide content for a service that doesn't appreciate what I contribute to their goddamn service. So that's why, in my opinion, folks, we have to support one another. I mean, just imagine all the people that were once, you know, Twitter right-wing political figures that had hundreds of thousands, sometimes a million people following them, that were just completely banned and eliminated. They just silenced these people. Like that. Like that. That's why, like Mike Drudge said, you have to make your own website. You have to create your own media. Because when you create your own website and you create your own media, they can't control you. And that's yours truly right here. That's what you're listening to right now. You're listening to the underground of the internet. I cannot be controlled. I cannot be fucking controlled. I'm a free man. I'm a capitalist. And I'm not going to let any one of these capitalists, or excuse me, corporatist edifices, because I'm a capitalist. I'm not a corporatist. I'm a capitalist. I only play the corporate game because, man, that's the game that America's playing right now. These are the rules that we have to go to. So I have to have a corporation. I have to have a corporation because if I don't, I'm cheating myself. I mean, if I was to have my own sole proprietor business under a sole proprietor label, I would be paying close to 40% of my income in taxes. But now, under the corporate tax system, I'm paying 21%. And I get to write off at the 21% mark. Do you understand? So, I mean, I'm not for corporatism, but I'm playing the corporatist game because that's the game to play. But I'm a free man. I'm a capitalist. And I'm not going to be controlled by anybody. You understand? I'm not going to be fucking controlled. I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want to say. If I want to say the word faggot, I'm going to say the word faggot. All right? If I want to say the word nigger, I can say the word nigger. I can do whatever the fuck I want. All right? It's just words. It's freedom of speech. All right? I'm not advocating violence like you faggots on the left. I'm not advocating violent confrontations like these Democrats that are in Congress are doing. Do you understand that? You're goddamn right! You're goddamn right! I'm not going to be controlled, and neither should you, especially as an individual, especially as somebody who appreciates freedom, appreciates capitalism. I cannot be controlled. I mean, no one can ban me. You understand that? No one can ban me. I'm my own operation, all right? I cannot be controlled. Nobody tells me what to do. Nobody tells me what to do. Woo! Oh, man, I'm loving this. And you know what, Twitter? Go fuck yourself, all right? We don't need Twitter anymore. And that's why I am advocating for everybody to get a Gab account, all right? Everybody out there, get a Gab account while you can. It's better than Twitter, all right? And we need more and more people on Gab. I love Gab. You want to know why I love Gab, folks? Because everybody is literally political on Gab. Whether they're alt-right, white nationalist, right-wing, capitalist, leftist, it doesn't matter. People on this social media site, they literally take politics serious. And that's what we have to do. We have to take it serious, folks, especially us American people. This is a government made for the people and by the people, but if the people fall asleep at the wheel, then we are going to see what has been happening to America for the past 40 years continue to happen, and we can't allow it to continue to happen. So once again, we have to support each other. We have to support each other. Now, if you don't purchase the autograph or you don't purchase any of the merch or anything, all I ask is if you, especially you folks that I make lots of crypto for, go to the cryptocurrency wishing well on ghost.report and just throw some crypto into the cryptocurrency wishing well as for karma, for good karma. And not to mention supporting the show. I want to be completely honest with you. We have gotten lots of people who have sent cryptocurrency into the cryptocurrency wishing well. I want to thank from the bottom of my heart you people. Now, I know some of you people who you are, Bash, thank you very much, man, for about $60 worth of Ethereum. I would like to thank Hoodie for about, I think he donated about eight or nine Quantum. I'd like to thank a couple of other people who, you know, who donated about $100 worth of Litecoin. There was some guy who donated about $25 worth of Bitcoin. Thank you guys from the bottom of my heart, because believe me, that actually aids the show. It provides a motivation so that I can continue doing this broadcast, man. Because remember, I've got a whole, you know, bunch of businesses. I've got a personal life. I got Mrs. Ghost. I got a family. I got a dog. I got a bunch of stuff. And, you know, now that I'm no longer getting $4,000 to $5,000 a month on this broadcast, the little donations and the little things that you guys buy are making the motivation enough to just continue going. So thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. I love you guys, man. I really do appreciate each and every one of you that are supporting the broadcast. Now that we're taking this show seriously, I love you guys. I cannot underscore that anymore. Without you guys, I would not be here. And I appreciate each and every one of you, man. All right? Anyway, I don't want to get too emotional or sentimental, but I do want to give another shout-out. What's going on to Boat? Boat just purchased an autograph, baby. Thank you very much, Boat. I hope everything's going okay with you, man. Boat's in the house. And once again, if you want to buy an autograph of yours truly, go to Politics Ghost on Gab and click the first post that says how to purchase a ghost autograph. Listen to that video, and I'll send you a ghost autograph. I'm sending all autographs that have been purchased thus far tomorrow. So they'll be all sent out tomorrow if you purchase one by today. And like I said, this is for a limited time. These damn autographs are going to be taken down next week, baby. They're going to be taken down next week. I'm just letting you know. Anyway, let's get into some international news now that we're in the third hour. Did y'all hear that Israel fires a Patriot missile at a drone that entered from Syria? And, of course, we all know it's Iran. Iran is in Syria, and that's another thing that the President Trump and Putin are going to be discussing when Trump meets Putin later on this week. But Israel fires a Patriot missile at a drone entered from Syria, from Iran. And let me tell you, the war cries, between Israel and Iran are very loud, baby. Are very loud. Iran says that its Iranian Revolutionary Guard is just awaiting orders to attack Israel. Now, is that accurate? I mean, are you kidding me? Does the Iran Revolutionary Guard actually think that it's going to win an invasion attempt on Israel, or is it just going to indiscriminately attack? I don't know what the hell that means, but I sincerely hope that Israel, I want to be honest with you, I hope they make a move on Iran. I'm not even kidding. I hope they make a move on Iran, and I hope that they beat the shit out of Iran. Iran is a thorn in the side of Middle Eastern policy, as far as I'm concerned. And not to mention, if Israel can sufficiently eliminate the Iranian threat, then that's when we can kind of take another direction in the world order, because you have Russia utilizing Iran as somewhat of a pit bull in the chessboard in the Middle East. And that will give Russia less leverage if Israel does the dirty work and goes into Iran and kicks the crap out of them. And as I've stated, folks, the Iranian people are waiting. They're waiting for somebody to invade Iran, and they will greet them as liberators. And I'm not even kidding. I mean, have you heard the latest protests out there in Iran? They're shouting death to Palestine, death to the Ayatollah out there in Iran. They're tired of this fundamentalist theocratic nonsense. They're tired of it. They lost most of their families because of wars, the Iran-Iraq war, and the martyrdom that was always preached by the Iranian vanguard. It's ridiculous. They don't want to have anything to do with this crap anymore. Now, before Israel makes a move, believe it or not, today, as we speak, if I'm not mistaken, Putin is meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu to try to see what the hell is going to culminate between this dispute between Israel and Iran. Now, once again, I hate to rub this in the faces of you white nationalists and you alt-righters out there, but I thought that Putin was a Russian nationalist and was against the New World Order, and yada, yada, yada. Why is he meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu? Because I'm telling you, he's licking the boot of Israel, okay? I mean, I don't understand why you white nationalists and alt-righters think that Putin is some kind of a great leader. He's an unscrupulous bastard that's just trying to sustain his power. He doesn't care about anything but himself. The proof is in all the money he stole. I mean, you know that Putin is worth like $160 billion or something, right? I mean, he's been a lifelong bureaucrat. How the hell did he get $160 billion? He stole it! Just like a greasy fucking thief communist! He stole it! But no, he's a Russian nationalist, Ghost. What are you talking about? He's a Russian nationalist. He stole that fucking money, man! But no, you white nationalists and you alt-righters will claim to your fucking blue in the face that Putin is somehow an advocate for white nationalism or some shit. Even though he's doing deals with Jews, he's doing deals with Arabs. You people are idiots. Anyway, once again, Israel fires a Patriot missile at a drone entering from Syria. Obviously, it was Iran. Putin is supposed to meet with Benjamin Netanyahu today. And he's also going to meet with the Ayatollah's top advisor. Now, the top advisor claims that he has a, quote, important message from the Ayatollah to give to Putin. So I'm speculating we may see some fireworks between Israel and Iran, and I hope we do. I sincerely hope we do, because I think that Iran, outside of their funding of outside terrorist satellites, like Hezbollah in Lebanon, like the Houthis in Yemen, like the elements that they're funding in Syria. Outside of those terrorist satellites, I don't think they're worth a shit when it comes to defending their domestic geopolitical area. I mean, they have protests on a daily basis. The people do not want to be led by the Ayatollah anymore. They're just waiting for somebody to topple the authority figures in Iran so that they can go do something else. So keep your eye on this, folks. Keep your eye on the Iran-Israel situation. There may be some fireworks coming soon. There may be some fireworks. Keep your eyes peeled, to say the least, all right? Now, let me transition from that. Let's talk a little bit about Britannia, all right? Because there's chaos in Britain right now, folks. Are y'all familiar with what the hell's going on in Britain? Oh, let me take a sip of this soda. Chaos in Britain. The Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson and the Brexit Minister, they both resigned. They have resigned amidst Theresa May's soft Brexit, a.k.a. the Chequers Compromise. Now, for you folks that are unaware, we've been talking about Brexit ever since it was voted in 2016. It is now 2018. I alluded to the fact that once Theresa May was named the Prime Minister of the UK, I said that this woman was just going to kick the can down the road. They're just going to kick the can down the road until everybody just kind of forgot about Brexit, and then they were just going to kind of implement something that said Brexit on the face level. But if you dig down deep, it's still a part of the EU, folks. And that's why you've got Boris Johnson and the Brexit minister resigning. I think you're going to have some more resignations. I think Theresa May's government is rather vulnerable now, right now. It's time for the Conservatives to kind of just usurp power from Theresa May, remove her as prime minister, and either put Jacob Rees-Mogg or Boris Johnson. Now, I don't want Boris Johnson because I think Boris Johnson is a loose cannon. He really doesn't care about Brexit or not Brexit one way or the other, in my opinion. I think that he is a political opportunist, and the reason that he was such a vocal advocate of Brexit was to keep his face in the news and keep his face on the cameras, etc. But at this point, I think that even a Boris Johnson would do a hell of a lot better than a Theresa May, okay? Now, I don't know if you're familiar with this Chequers Compromise, which Theresa May is touting as the best deal in the fucking world that they could have pulled off with the EU, which is ridiculous. But basically, it just talks about how you're going to, or I should say the UK is going to disband from the EU in name, but they're still going to have free movement amongst EU citizens in the UK. You're still going to have to pay the VAT tax. The fisheries are still going to belong to the EU. I mean, the EU is basically still in charge of the UK, even though it says on face value Brexit. It says on face value Brexit, but in actuality, it's nothing more than keeping the UK tied to the EU. Now, what I don't understand is, right when Brexit happened, why didn't the UK say, all right, look, forget the EU, we're not even going to acknowledge you anymore. We're going to start doing our bilateral trade deals, and if you want to do deals with us, well, then come to us with a deal. We're not going to deal with the EU. We don't want you. We don't need you. You people tried to usurp our goddamn sovereignty. The people of the UK have spoken. We don't want nothing to do with you. We're not paying any more VAT tax. We're not going to share our fisheries with you. We're going to kick all the goddamn EU citizens out of the country, etc. How come they still didn't do this? Instead, you had a Theresa May out here saying, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a deal with the EU that they can't refuse. I'm going to make a deal with the EU that they can't refuse. Keeping the UK tied to the EU, that's the fucking culmination of all your kicking the can down the road, Theresa May, you incompetent bitch. What an incompetent bitch, man. I mean, good God. The Chequers Compromise. That's the best deal you could come up with, Theresa May, you fucking English tea drinking broad. Oh, my God. You know, I wonder what Raiden Snake would say to something like this. You know, remember Raiden Snake? He was a pro-Brexit guy. He didn't like what was going on. I wonder what he would say, you know? I wonder what he would say. I'm serious.
You know what I would say, Ghost? I fucking hate Theresa May, Ghost! I fucking hate Theresa May. I can't believe this fucking broad was sitting there telling us about Brexit. They lied to us. They fucking lied to us. You know, I'm just sitting here, I'm writing Snake, and I just wanted fucking Brexit. But you got your fucking Theresa May, you know. I want Brexit, you cocksucking scumbag. Oh, God, no. You know, just have a fucking writing Snake, you know.
I can only imagine. I could only imagine. And I don't blame Raiden Snake. I don't blame Britannia for being completely pissed off that they have to sit here and accept this soft Brexit, for Christ's sake. And at least you've got some people in your governments out there, Britannia, people like Boris Johnson and Jacob Rees-Mogg, to come out and say, look, we're not going to accept this soft Brexit. We're not going to do it, damn it. We're not doing it. And thank God for that. Thank God for that. Jesus Christ. Anyway, let me get to the last subject matter of the broadcast, folks. And I'm going to talk a little bit about Mexico. Mexico. No está las amigas, no están las amigas, no están las amigas. Now, for you folks that are living under a fucking rock, Mexico had a presidential election and have a newly elected president. His name, well, it's a short name. His nickname is AMLO, A-M-L-O, AMLO. Now, when we first heard about AMLO, I heard reports, and I read reports, that he was pro-open border and that he was advocating for Mexican and South American people to just invade the American border, etc. That was until I actually had people from Mexico, and I actually have lots of people from Mexico listening into the broadcast. I kid you not. They messaged me up on Ghost.Report and suggested that the news about AMLO wanting Mexico and people from South America to invade the northern border of the United, or excuse me, the northern border of Mexico, the southern border of the United States, is completely fake news. That AMLO is not pro-immigrant. That AMLO is not, does not want immigrants to invade the border. That is complete fake news. And according to the latest reports, the individuals from Mexico that messaged me on Ghost.Report are accurate. They're completely right, because the newly elected Mexican president, AMLO, he plans on creating a border security force just like the U.S., just like ICE. Oh, AMLO is going to make a Mexican ICE. So does that mean the leftists are going to go cross the border? Huh? Are they going to sneak across the border into Mexico and protest AMLO because this guy is going to create a border security force much like we have compared to ICE? And he's going to put this new Mexican border security force on its southern border to prevent South Americans from coming into Mexico. And he's going to put this border security force on the U.S.-Mexican border to prevent anybody from coming in or out from that border. So, thank God this leftist understands that without borders, you don't have a country, and this son of a bitch is going to protect his borders. And thank God to the Mexican people that messaged me via Ghost.Report telling me that AMLO wanting people to invade American borders is fake news, because this validates it being fake news, for Christ's sake. Once again, for you folks that didn't hear, the newly elected Mexican president AMLO to create a border security force just like ICE in the United States. I mean, are the liberals going to protest Mexico? Are the liberals going to protest Mexico? No, they're not. They're hypocrites. They're opportunists. The only reason that they were protesting this child immigration, child separation policy, the only reason that they're hooping and hollering about immigrants is because they want their faces on camera. They want their faces on television. It's all about attention, folks. And I think at this point in time, your average everyday American person is getting tired of this. They're getting tired of the bitching and moaning. It's already almost 2 years into the President Trump presidency. The world hasn't come to an end. We haven't gone into nuclear war. The economy is its best it's ever been. I mean, you can't deny that the economy is as best as it's ever been, man. I mean, lowest unemployment for black and Latinos in American history. Lowest unemployment for women in 60 years. I mean, you can't beat this. You can't beat these statistics. We're on the verge of a 4% GDP, for Christ's sake. During the Obama administration, we were at 0.03 or whatever the hell it was. We barely had any GDP growth, because Obama was deficit spending and basically allowing an open raid on the American tax system. lest we forget that Barack Obama put more debt on the American dollar, more debt on the American deficit than all presidents combined before him. He put almost $11 trillion on the U.S. deficit, $10 trillion on the U.S. deficit, more than any president and more than all presidents before Obama combined. Now, you've got fiscal conservatives on the left questioning the $1 trillion in spending by President Trump. $10 trillion spent by Obama. Nobody said a fucking thing. $1 trillion being spent by Donald Trump. All of a sudden, it's a fiscal anomaly. I mean, Jesus Christ. So sick of these fucking leftists. I'm so sick of them. I'm so fucking sick of them. Damn it. But are liberals going to protest Mexico now? Are liberals going to go and protest the Mexican president AMLO for creating a border security force like ICE? Huh? Are they going to call for the banning of Mexicans' border security force? I mean, we need to ask these questions. If you're a liberal listening, are you going to protest AMLO over here? Are you going to protest Mexico? Are you going to protest the Mexican president? He's going to put this new Mexican security force on both borders. He's going to prevent South Americans from using Mexico as a means to get into America. He's going to put a Mexican security force on the border between Mexico and America. Where are you liberals? You're not going to be anywhere. You're not going to protest Mexico. You're not going to protest AMLO. You want to know why? Because you're fucking hypocrites! You're hypocrites and you don't know shit from shinola. And that's why no one should take any of these fucking liberals seriously, man. No one! No one! You take these liberals serious, you're going to be just as fucking loony as they are. And that's what we don't want. That's what we don't need. More fucking liberal lunacy. That's what we don't fucking need. God damn it. That's all we need, man. A bunch of cheese hole chomping, squirrel fisting, pud pulling, monkey spanking, Lena Dunham licking, socialist, communist liberals, huh? That's all we need more of now, don't we? Fuck that. Screw that. Oh, my God. Once again, newly elected Mexican President AMLO to create a border security force just like ICE in the U.S. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? Anyway, folks, I am done with the news today. So what we're going to do is we're going to go over the Drudge Report headlines. Drudge Report headlines time. All right. Now, what do we got here? Now, for you folks that are unaware, I am going to be reading the headlines off of the drudgereport.com. If you'd like to follow us, please go ahead and go to the drudgereport.com. Let's go ahead and take a look. What is this? What is this on the front cover? Kavanaugh, the newly picked Supreme Court justice, spends an evening feeding the homeless. Oh, God, man. Are you joking? I told you about this dude. What did I tell you? When he was picked, I was like, okay, we get it. You know, you're starting to sound like a liberal all of a sudden, Kavanaugh. What the hell's your problem? He's spending the evening feeding the fucking homeless. I mean, can you get any more fucking fake leftist than this? This is not what conservatives do. Conservatives don't go out and make sure there's a camera. And hey, you got the camera on? Okay, good. Look, I'm feeding the homeless. You see this? I'm Brett Kavanaugh, and I want to be a Supreme Court justice, and I'm feeding the homeless. You see this, leftist? Huh? You see this, Democrats? I'm feeding the homeless. I'm giving a piece of chicken to a black homeless man. Look at me. I'm fucking liberal. Give me a fucking break. I can't believe this, man. Oh, my God. Anyway, let me move on. All right. Once again, Brett Kavanaugh feeding the homeless for some fucking reason, thinking it's going to win brownie points with the Democrats, and it's going to make him an easy shoe in as it relates to him being a Supreme Court justice. I don't know what the hell that means. don't know what the hell that means. Anyway, let me move on. BuzzFeed snubs mediation, sends anti-Trump dossier lawsuit to trial. Uh-oh. Let's read a little bit of this. This is out of the Washington Times. BuzzFeed's Ben Smith snubs mediation, sends anti-Trump dossier lawsuit to trial. This is by Rowan Scarborough, Washington Times. The first face-to-face encounter between anti-Trump dossier publisher Ben Smith and one of its targets, Russian entrepreneur Alesjij Gruberev, sorry if I'm ruining your stupid Ruski name, was set to happen last month in New York City, in a New York City law office. Mr. Gruberev arrived with his attorneys who sued BuzzFeed, which Mr. Smith leads, for publishing the infamous dossier, 35 pages of memos written by former British intelligence officer Christopher Steele. Mr. Steele's final memo in December of 2016, it accuses Mr. Gruberov of a charge that even the former spy later admitted in court he didn't confirm, that Mr. Gruberov, the creator of Webzilla Inc., a computer server supplier, had bombarded Democratic Party computers with pornography and spyware. Weeks after Mr. Smith made the momentous decision to post Mr. Steele's handiwork on BuzzFeed, a shell-shocked Mr. Gruberoff, that's G-U-B-A-R-E-F, Gruberoff, whatever the fuck his name is, filed a libel lawsuit against the publication in Florida and against Mr. Steele in London. The plan Gruberoff-Steele teat for teat on June 27th was U.S. District Judge Ursula Engario's attempt to see whether the two sides could settle through a mediator. Mr. Smith from BuzzFeed never showed up. A BuzzFeed spokesperson told Washington Times that Mr. Smith's attendance was not required. So once again, BuzzFeed is going to be sued by one of the Russians that were implicated in this fake Russian dossier, and now BuzzFeed doesn't even want to take it to mediation. It wants to go right to trial, which I think it's going to lose. Because unless it can prove that this Russian and his Webzilla corporation were the culprits behind bombarding Democratic Party servers with malware or viruses and pornographic material, if they can't prove it, then BuzzFeed owes this Russian a lot of goddamn money. I'll tell you that right now. Let me go to the next headline. We got Breed becomes first black female mayor of San Francisco. What Breed? What the hell is that? Is that her name? Breed? Is that her name? Oh, my God. Here we go again with these mixed breeds. Her name is London Breed, stepping in as mayor of an unsettled city, San Francisco. I mean, why do we have to, like, focus on the fact that, hey, look, it's the first minority woman of San Francisco, even though San Francisco is supposed to be the most liberal area of the country. Oh, my God. Elected by the slimmest margin in modern history, London Breed takes the helm of a city Wednesday where, despite of a booming economy and rocketeering job growth, the majority of voters feel San Francisco is on the wrong track. And where, despite hundreds of millions of dollars spent on various programs to house the homeless, clean up the city streets, and clear up the clogged traffic, only 2 out of 10 voters feel City Hall is doing a good job managing its resources. Okay, so what? Then they go minority route thinking that's going to be any better? I don't get the fucking logic on electing a minority woman if the city is going to hell. Can somebody explain that? I mean, they're literally shitting in the San Francisco streets. They're literally taking craps in the San Francisco streets, folks. I'm not even joking. There's video of this. There's all kinds of pictures of this. I mean, how much more do we need to know that San Francisco is going down the proverbial shithole, to say the least. I'm serious. There's shit in the streets! There's shit in the goddamn streets! Good God! Anyway, her name is London Breed. London Breed. And I want to be honest with you, okay? Is it fair to call people that are not fully black, black? I mean, I'm starting to take offense to this, and I'm not even black. I'm not even joking. I'm taking offense to this, and I'm not even black. I mean, I'm looking at a picture right now of this dumb London Breed broad coming out of City Hall waving, and I see some very, very dark-complected black woman who is working security looking at this bitch saying, "No, that bitch didn't. No, that bitch didn't." I'm telling you, man, I'm not joking. I mean, what does this broad have to do with cleaning up San Francisco? I mean, you know what this is? This is out of the San Francisco Chronicle. You know what this is? This is liberals celebrating to themselves. This is white, pompous, bourgeois liberals celebrating to themselves. Hey, look, we got a black woman elected as our city mayor. Look at us. We're liberal. Look at us. We got a black woman mayor as San Francisco mayor. Look at us. We're progressive. Look at us. We're liberal. Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter who they put in as mayor. San Francisco is a subterranean shithole, literally. And I don't think it's ever coming out of it, all right? I don't think it's ever coming out of it. All right, what the hell's the next headline? All right, what is this? Michigan says autism and arthritis now treatable by medical marijuana. Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you joking? I mean, it's bad enough that these fucking autists, they're treated like kid gloves by the parents, by schools, by doctors. You know what I'm saying? I've got somebody, believe it or not, I'm not going to say his name, but he's in the inner circle, and this guy is a certified tard wrangler, meaning that he works with people with autism and severe autism, and he's supposed to, like, take care of them. He's, like, some kind of an assistant. And he tells me that these autists, that he knows that they know better. And I know they know better. I mean, they know how to use computers. They know how to encrypt their files. They know how to, you know, use VPNs and Tors. They know how to use video games. And yet they still want to be known and forgiven because they're autistic. Whenever they do something wrong, their proverbial defense mechanism is, "I'm retarded, I'm autistic, I'm retarded, it's not me, it's not my fault, I'm retarded." Aside from these fucking autists being treated with kid gloves, and everybody's got to fucking walk on eggshells. As a matter of fact, going back to this one guy who is a tard wrangler in the inner circle, he says that these autists, once they're caught in a situation that they know they're going to get trouble into, and they know they're going to get in trouble, they just start spasting out. They start taking shits on the floor. They start pissing on themselves. There are some autists that are over-sexualized that will harass little girls, harass women, begin to pull out their wee-wees and play with... I'm not kidding! And this is what autists do, and they get away with this crap because, oh, I'm retarded, I'm stupid, I'm retarded. I didn't mean to pull my wee-wee out in front of this little girl, I'm retarded, I'm stupid, I'm retarded. On top of getting away with all this, and getting autism bucks, because everybody knows, you know, the more autistically spastic you are, the more money you're going to get from the government in autism bucks, okay? Aside from that, now you've got Michigan claiming that the only way you can stop autists is fucking giving them a bag of weed? Are you kidding me? I mean, is that the fucking answer, is giving free bags of weed to autism, to autists? I mean, seriously, is that it? We're going to give a free bag of weed to autists, huh? Jesus Christ. A bag of weed. A fucking bag of weed? A bag of weed? Now, I understand that it may help with arthritis. I mean, that makes sense, you know, especially, you know, some of this weaponized marijuana that they've got going on out here. Have you seen this weaponized marijuana? Oh, my God. It's fucking weaponized marijuana, man. I'm not even joking. I mean, I can understand that, but a bag of weed for autists? I mean, are we going to have to celebrate this? Are we going to have to celebrate a bag of weed? Huh? Is this what we're going to have to do to autists? We're going to have to celebrate this garbage? We're going to be like, yay, you're autistic. Let's get you a bag of weed. Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate giving you a bag of weed, Billy. Let's celebrate. Here, you ready? There we go, Billy. This is for you, autistic Billy. Here's a bag of weed for you, Billy.
Now everybody gather round and listen if you would.
There you go.
When I tell you every person needs a way of feeling good.
This for you, autistic.
Every kitty needs a ball of string and every dog a stick.
That's for you.
But all you need is a bag of weed to really get a kick.
Yeah, bag of weed.
Bag of weed.
A bag of weed. Everybody needs a bag of weed. Every autist needs a bag of weed.
There you go, you're all getting it now.
Is that what autists need, is a bag of weed?
They go assault a queer.
When stupid people need a thrill.
They rent the Rocketeer.
When Michael Jackson needs a
rock. A bag of weed is what autists need.
All we need is a bag of weed to keep us worry-free.
One, two, three, four. Bag of weed, a bag of weed. Autists need a bag of weed.
No, you don't need pep and you don't need speed because everything is better with
a bag of weed. Huh? Is that what autists need, is a bag of weed?
H.L. Mencken said, the common man's a fool. And just like Helen Keller said, doof doogie people pool.
Oh.
But try and use your heads and don't buy into all the fear.
That's all we need.
Here's a bag of weed for all these autists to shut their ass.
One, two, a bag of weed.
A bag of weed. Eat spaghetti with a bag of weed. A bag of weed. A bag of weed. Eat spaghetti with a bag of weed. Yay! Yay! I'm retarded! Yay! Yay! A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Is that what you autists need? Is that what you autists need? You need a bag of weed to stick it up your ass? A bag of weed, a bag of weed. An autist needs a bag of weed. A bag of weed, a bag of weed to eat some fucking spaghetti? Yay! Yay! A bag of weed. Is that what you autists need? A bag of weed, a bag of weed. I eat spaghetti with a bag of weed. Is that what you need? Is that what you need, autist? A bag of weed, a bag of weed, a bag of weed. Sing it with me! A bag of weed. A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Autists need a bag of weed. A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Eat spaghetti with a bag of weed. Woo! 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 Hey! Hey! I'm an autist now. Bag of weed. You do it!
Five, six, seven, eight,
bag of weed. Come on! Come on! Autists, sing it with me! A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Autists need a bag of weed. A bag of weed, a bag of weed. I eat spaghetti with a bag of weed. Yay! Yay! Is that what you autists are going to need now, man? I mean, I'm not even kidding. Is that what y'all are going to need now? A bag of weed with a little bit of Szechuan sauce and a bag of weed? Autism and arthritis now treatable by medical marijuana. Get the fuck out of here. Get this crap out of here. If you want my personal opinion, I think most autists deserve to be put to sleep. That's just my personal opinion. I'm sorry. I'm tired of these people. I'm tired of autists. I'm just tired of them. I'm sorry. All right? A group is defined by its majority. All right? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Anyway, let me move on. For Christ's sake. I'm sorry, man. I just had to do it. I just had to do it, for Christ's sake. Anyway, let me move on here, folks. The next headline, stolen military drone documents found on sale in the dark web. That's great, isn't it? United States military drone technology for sale on the dark web. That just goes to show you how well we can keep secrets out here as it pertains to computer technology. Stolen military drone documents found on the dark web. How much is that, anyway? How much is that? How much is that? Seriously, how much is that? I mean, what do we got? A couple of Bitcoin? A couple of Bitcoin for that shit? I don't know. I you know what? What are you going to do? You know what I mean? A drone's a drone's a drone's a drone. I'm not too happy with drones anyway, man. I mean, I see drones in the sky all the time, and I think it's either perverts trying to look at me or it's the feds. You know, I don't like it either way. I don't like it either way. Let me go to the next headline. ESPN puts esports competition in prime time. What? 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 No! No! Playing video games is not a fucking sport! No! Idiots that eat fucking Pop-Tarts and leave Pop-Tart crumbs on the keyboard, it's not a fucking sport! No! Oh my God, no! Oh my God, no! ESPN airing Overwatch League. Overwatch Fucking, are you kidding me? Are you goddamn kidding me? We're equating a bunch of fucking nerds that get their thumbs bruised on a fucking game controller to fucking physical athletes? Are you shitting me? Good God, no! Good God, I can't believe this shit! Fucking people who play video games are not athletes. Do you understand me? People who play video games are not fucking athletes. They're lazy, fat fucking losers. All right, let's be honest. Let's be goddamn honest. They're lazy, fat fucking life losers. That's why they're so great at video goddamn games. And we're gonna champion this shit? Huh? We're gonna put fucking losers who do nothing but play video games on a fucking pedestal? Are you fucking kidding me? They're going to air this on ESPN, for Christ's sake. They're going to air esports on fucking ESPN. Are you shitting me? Are you fucking shitting me? Oh, God. Oh, I can't believe this shit. You're not a real athlete if you're playing fucking video games. Do you understand me? You're a fat fucking loser that doesn't get your wee-wee played with. That's why you're sitting at home till fucking all hours of the night playing a fucking video game. Give me a fucking break. Oh, God. Oh, God, man. I'm so sick. Let me move on to the next fucking article, for Christ's sake. Oh, my God. I don't even want to go on after that. ESPN is going to play fucking gamer fucking esport games, for Christ's sake. Oh, my God. You people are losers, man. I was tempted. I was damn near tempted to start, like, one of these fucking gaming channels. But I don't want to do it, man. I'm not a fucking loser. I got a life. I like real life. I like going outside. I like going places. I like doing things in real life. I don't want to waste my fucking life away playing a useless video game, okay? And I don't care if you do make money off of playing video games. What chick, what badass fucking broad that you want in your fantasy-filled mind, what broad would want to be hanging around some fat, fucking portly, disgusting, Pop-Tart-eating gamer bastard? Nobody. No broad. Unless she's a fucking kookster, or unless she's trying to use you like Boogie's wife used him, in my opinion. I'm just saying. Let me move on to one more goddamn fucking headline. I don't want to leave it. I don't want to end the show on that one, for Christ's sake, man. All right. Survey says that Washington, D.C., Detroit, and NYC worst-run cities. Man, they need to put San Antonio on that one, man. Are you kidding me? San Antonio is a fucked up, fucking ridiculous, liberal shithole city. And you know what's sad about the liberalism out here? It's so bad, it's racist. It's racist out here. And these liberals in this town are racist because the majority of the people in this town that are in the government are a bunch of white liberals. And all they do is pass more and more entitlements to the city as if the city are a bunch of morons that can't handle shit for themselves. I'm not even kidding. I fucking hate San Antonio. I hate the mayor. All right, well, what the hell's his name? That half-chink, half-Jew? We got a half-chink, half-Jew as mayor over here. That's great. This guy wants to play Sanctuary City. He cares more about illegal immigrants and criminals than he does about law-abiding citizens in this country. Nuremberg, that's a stupid fucking name. Mayor Nuremberg, half-chink, half-Jew. That's great. Jesus Christ, man. And listen, I'm going to be honest with you, man. All right, that's why there's no money coming in and out of this city. There is nothing in this city. That's why it's so cheap to live here. I'm telling you, if you have $250,000 in your bank account, you can live like a millionaire in San Antonio. You can live like a millionaire. Anyway, according to Wallet Hub, these are the top 10 worst-run cities in America, okay? Number one, Washington, D.C. How convenient, huh? Number two, Detroit, Michigan. Well, that ain't a fucking surprise, you know? Number three, New York City. Well, give me a break. Now that you got de Blasio as mayor, how in the hell could he run and be elected for a second term, for Christ's sake, man? All right? And not to mention, did you hear that Mayor de Blasio spent, last weekend at Bernie Sanders' summer home? Remember that summer home that Bernie Sanders bought with your donations? The $250 million that you donated to his campaign, remember that? He bought his third summer home. Well, him and de Blasio were kicking it with each other this past weekend over there. How do you like that, huh? Hey, thank you very much for giving me more shekels. I am Bernie Sanders. Keep contributing because you're stupid, you don't know nothing, and I know better than you. And I ripped off your shekels fair and square. There is no refunds. Hey, do you feel the boing? Hey, do you feel that boing now? Hey, you feel the boing? Anyway, number four, San Francisco. Number five, Gulfport, Mississippi. Number six, Oakland, California. Number seven, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Chattanooga? Chattanooga, Tennessee? The next one, number eight, is Flint, Michigan. Number nine is Cleveland, Ohio. Why, oh, did I ever leave shitbag Ohio? And 10 is Hartford, Connecticut. Those are the 10 worst-run cities in America. Thank you to Wallet Hub, who put out that list. I happen to agree with most of it. They just happen to not... They did not add San Antonio, Texas. They should have added San Antonio, fucking Texas, because it's a dirt shithole out here. And I blame the city. I blame the city government. I blame the city government going all the way back to the 80s when this fucking town elected its first Hispanic mayor in Mayor Henry Cisneros. You know, Henry Cisneros, your quintessential biggest left-wing scumbag that you could possibly imagine. I mean, here you've got San Antonio. It's got like 85% Hispanic out here. Yeah, that's the population. 85% Hispanic. And then you have Cisneros, who sold off his whole people to white liberal society. And you see, the people in this town, the 85% of the Hispanic in San Antonio, are so uneducated that they don't even understand the truth of the matter. They don't even understand the truth of the matter. Anyway, that's about it, folks. All right? That's about it. We're at the end of the broadcast here. Once again, I want to thank you very much for tuning in with me. I appreciate everybody who listens to the broadcast, whether you like me, whether you hate me. Keep listening, baby. All right? That's all that matters. Keep listening. And by the way, I'd like to remind everybody that if you want a ghost autograph, they are around for a very limited time. A very limited time. All you've got to do is go to my Gab account right now, Politics Ghost, and check out the first post that states... Hold on, what the hell does it state? I don't even know what it states. I don't even know what the fuck it states. I'm sorry, I did this in such a rush, and I just did the automatic writing that they had put on the share option of this... of the video. Here it is. How to purchase an autograph. How to purchase a ghost autograph. All right. By Politics Ghost. All right. It's the first post right there. All you got to do is click that particular video, gab.ai/tv/watch/18436. Click on that link. Okay. And once you do, you will go through the video. It'll tell you how to purchase a ghost autograph. Once again, just a description. I've got a few in my hand right here. They will be going out tomorrow. Everyone who purchases one today will be going out tomorrow. On the front, it has the 2018 Ghost Avatar. It's got yours truly signature. It's an authentic signature. I hand signed and hand make each and every one of these. On the bottom, it says, give me capitalism or give me death. On the back, it states, True Capitalist Radio at ghost.report. And it's got a microphone icon. And on top of that, folks, I am adding an official, I really drank one of these. I really popped the bottle cap of each and every one that's being sent. I'm giving you a bottle cap of a Spaten beer bottle, a Spaten lager that yours truly actually consumed and popped off. I'm going to give this to you as well as the autograph. All right, free shipping, free everything. You want to find out how to buy it, check out the first post on my Gab account, Politics Ghost, all one word, no underscores, Politics Ghost, and check it out. And by the way, let me give a couple of more shout-outs before I get the hell out of here, because more and more people are buying the autograph, all right? More and more people are buying the autograph. I do want to say, what's going on to Epic MAGA? Epic MAGA just bought an autograph. Thank you very much, my friend. Curly McWhirly just bought an autograph. Thank you very much, my friends. I'm telling you right now, man, not only are you supporting the show by purchasing this autograph, you are also supporting the free speech bastion of social media, and I'm talking about Gab, folks. I'm talking about Gab. So once again, these are only here for a limited time. Remember the last time that I put an autograph for sale, it was like $25. It is considerably cheaper than that. Go ahead and check out the video to get the 411, how to get the official autograph of Ghost from True Capitalist Radio, 2018 style, baby. 2018 style! Anyway, folks, before I get out of here, I do want to say I will be here on Friday. It'll be a baller Friday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. I will be live, so I hope that you're sitting here chilling with me, because I'm going to try to make it a pretty decent Baller Friday. We've been having the past few Baller Fridays serious business. We're going to see if we can throw a little bit of internet tomfoolery in there. Let's see if we can do something. I mean, minus anything serious happening in the news cycle, we're going to go ahead and we're going to go ahead and try to make it a little bit fun of a Baller Friday. Somebody's asking me, how long are the autographs going to be up for? They're probably going to be up until next weekend. Next weekend, and then I'll pull them down. You see, that's how the merch is. You know how that's Ghost merch. Ghost only puts out merch for a limited time, and then once you get it, you get it. You don't, baby. These are going to be relics. These are going to be collector's items, baby. Do you understand? I mean, you're listening to a broadcast that is making history. Do you understand? I mean, I implore you to please go back to the old archives, the old archives, at blogtalkradio.com/ghost. That's blogtalkradio.com/ghost. Go to the old archives and take a look at everything yours truly ever advocated throughout the years of 2008 to 2016, 17, and 18, and take a look at how many of those prognostications, how much of those capitalist and right-wing political policies actually have come to fruition now that Donald Trump is in office. I mean, take a look for yourself, baby. I mean, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It is so great to be alive. I mean, Donald Trump has literally taken 95% of everything that I've ever advocated on the broadcast in True Capitalist Radio and has enacted it into law. This is a capitalist revolution, baby. This is a historical broadcast. We are the fucking underground! Do you understand? If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening to the underground! You're listening to the goddamn underground, for Christ's sake! Why do you think they want to stop me? Why do you think they're trying to ban me? Why do you think they're trying to silence me? Because I'm telling the fucking truth! The truth! I'm telling the truth! And everybody's trying to silence me, but I will not be silenced. I will not be stopped. This is my fucking broadcast now. I don't belong to some social media where they can ban me and they can silence me. I don't belong to some third-party piece of shit software. This is my operation. This is my broadcast. It's mine, and I won't be fucking silenced. I won't be fucking silenced. I won't be banned. I will continue. Do you understand that? I cannot be controlled. I cannot be controlled. Nobody tells me what to do. I don't give a fuck what kind of government institution tries to threaten me. I don't give a shit what kind of government institution thinks that they can silence me. I cannot be controlled. I cannot be controlled. And that's why I'm advocating to each and every one of you that are listening to my voice. Don't commiserate in these goddamn internet ghettos called social media. It's time for you, if you truly believe in what you believe in, if you truly want to create content on this internet, it's time for you to create your own website. It's time for you to create your own internet presence on the internet so no one can ban you. No one can silence you. And let me tell you something. This Friday, what I'll do is, I will give you a link to a web hosting service that'll not only give you the ability to publish whatever the fuck you want, but you can pay via cryptocurrency. Can you believe that? A cryptocurrency host! Stay tuned, okay? I will be back this Friday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, live. And like I said, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I am live, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure to spread that around the internet and throughout the world! Throughout the fucking world! Spread it around like wildfire! Because I want to make sure that you're listening to me live. Do you understand that? Anyway, I'm going to get the hell out of here. This is episode number 590. Episode number 590. This is July 11, 2018. And once again, folks, if you want an autograph before I go, these are only going to be around for a limited time. Go to my Gab account right now, Politics Ghost, all one word, no underscores, and go to the post that states how to purchase a ghost autograph. Listen to the video, follow the instructions, and get yourself a ghost autograph. They will be pulled down next weekend, folks. Just a reminder, they'll be pulled down next weekend. Anyway, once again, add to your favorites, add to your bookmarks, my official website, the True Capitalist Radio official website. Make sure to go to it right now. Type in your browser right now. Type it in your browser, add it to your fucking bookmarks, add it to your favorites right now. Ghost.report. Okay? That's all you got to type in your browser. That's it. It's as simple as that. Add it to your favorites. Add it to your bookmarks. Ghost.report. Anyway, I'm going to be back here Friday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Texas time. You better be here live with me too, boy. Do you understand that? I'm going to be in the True Capitalist Radio chat room here in about 20 minutes. If you want to kick it with us in the True Capitalist Radio chat room, once again, go to my Gab account, Politics Ghost. And click the subscribe button for premium content. If you want to be a part of the True Capitalist Radio chat room, go to my Gab account right now, Politics Ghost, and hit the subscribe button for premium content. And once you do that, go ahead and private message me on Gab with your Discord chat name, and I will give you a private invitation to the True Capitalist Radio chat room. It's that damn simple. Anyway, I'm getting the hell out of here. You better be here Friday, all right, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm getting the hell out of here, all right? Long live the capitalist army, and death to feminism, death to socialism, and death to communism. I'm out of here. You better be here Friday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Do you hear me? Do you understand me? Be here, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening to the political Internet Underground. You're listening to the political Internet Underground. I'm out of here.